You guys are so gay.
That's right.
See?
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
The motherfucking prick!
Assholes. Hi, everybody. Yes, finally here. Carlito here, finally on the air. On the air. We have Milkman here on the air also. Milkman on the air. On the air, Milkman. Milkman.
Good morning. It's about time. Welcome back.
Yay. Thank you.
How was your week? We ready to kick some butt?
My week was a piece of shit. Speaking of that, speaking of which, Tucker Mike is here also. Mike Tucker, Mikerson. TuckerMike.com.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. What's up, Tucker Mike, man? What do you think of those voicemails I got from Crazy Fucker? Let's see what time. 4:11 a.m. on the 11th.
Those are weird.
4:11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time yesterday morning. Crazy Fucker left.
As Crazy Fucker is.
Was drunk dialing.
Weird.
Apparently he was drunk dialing. He called the mouth line and left those two messages. I thought I'd play them for you.
When did you make those?
Fuck if I know. I told you. November 11th, 4:11 in the morning. That would have been what time would that be?
God.
1:11 a.m. his time. Until he sounds drunk off his ass. I mean, listen to him. He lets one of those long. We've all had those before.
Carlito. Drinking that cheap ass wine, man.
We gotta isolate this and just play it to people. Just fuck with them, just like this.
Really?
Oh my god. Yeah, he does need to call in live. Dude. Maybe he'll be around. If he was around yesterday at 4:11 in the morning, maybe he's still out there. Crazy Fucker, you call in. Oh my god, that is funny though. I really like that long. I gotta keep playing that all night tonight. This is
God, he's fucking torched, man.
God, in the background, man, every now and then.
That's
and then
something.
Ended up with that big turd plopping sound. You go.
Oh man, good to hear from him though. At least he's alive still. Fuck. Apparently, he was making comments now about the Fort Hood incident last week. He mentioned that. He cracked himself up, right? Didn't he just crack? That was the first time I heard it. I never heard it before. He cracked himself up in the message. Let's listen to that.
Hello. I tried to contact Mr. Valente there. Y'all. Hey, you had a doctor's appointment there at Fort Hood, Texas there to get your veterans benefits here. A couple days ago.
He just cracked himself up. He just
hello.
I'm a barrel.
All right, cool. Kick ass, Crazy Fucker. Good on you, man. Yeah, whatever. Well, it's good to be back here at Madhouse Radio tonight. I have video running for the first time over at the MadhouseLive.com website. If you're listening and not at the website, you should be there right now because everyone is there chatting away. Everyone who's listening is also chatting.
At 98.6 the mile.
Yeah. Man, I got a nasal thing going on. I don't know if it's going to kick in or what. I don't know. There's a lot of allergens out there. and very nasally. I don't know.
You might have to go blow your penostral tube, man.
My penostral tube. Thank you. That made perfect sense. Thank you, sir. Milkman had a big interview today. Congratulations. I understand you had an interview with the folks over with Hover Round. How'd that go for you, man?
Yeah. That's right, man. They are going to adapt the new Rascal Scooter line. Actually, the Madhouse Express is going to be now part of the Hover Round. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Can't wait for that. We'll probably get about 2 listeners out of that. Can't wait for that. We got numbers coming in from Lonesome Loser.
Well, actually,
here.
Actually, their most popular model.
Big thank you to Lonesome Loser. Lonesome Loser is going to get some numbers for Hover Round. See what we got from him. Wow, we got a lot. Actually, Boogie Burger, Whiskey Creek Steakhouse, Tandoori Fusion. Chinese restaurant. That would be, isn't tandoori, fucking Indian food though, isn't it?
That's right.
That's like an Indian Chinese fusion. Wow. Dude Steakhouse, Rivera's Mexican food. Rivera's Mexican food. Jordan's Fine Dining, the Fifth Quarter Classic restaurant. Baby Huey's Barbecue. Baby Huey. You ever watch Baby Huey? That was a freaky cartoon. Baby Huey was like that big chicken. Wasn't it like a big chicken?
Yeah.
It was like a big dumb chicken, right? I had a teacher in school. I used to call him Baby Huey behind his back all the time. El Chihuahua restaurant. He looked like Baby Huey. He looked like big Baby Huey. El Chihuahua restaurant, as I said, the T-Bone restaurant, Outback Steakhouse. I think Lonesome Loser's hungry tonight. Lonesome Loser's in the mood for some food. Texas Roadhouse, Minute Mark Quick Shop, where a guy answered. G-U-Y.
I know Baby Huey is some sort of bird, but I don't believe he was a chicken.
No, I thought he looked like a big overgrown baby chick. I think that's what it was. It was something weird like that, like a big overgrown baby chick.
Yeah, some sort.
Fanita Liquor. I wonder if that's I'm going to ask if they named it after a black lady. They're named after a black girl, Fanita. F-A-N-I-T-A Liquor. They're in Santee, California. Milkman, where's that? Where's zip code 92071? Any clue?
That is in the south. Yeah, that's
in the south. Fuck. Wow. That's Mexican town. We got some motels and stuff. We got some hotels. We got some hotels, some motels, and a few Holiday Inns, everybody. We got a lot to do, a lot to get to here tonight. Want to, again, mention the MadhouseLive.com website where you can subscribe to the podcast. Actually, I've been making a lot of changes to the site. It's almost about 86% right now, retrieved. I still have to fix the podcast. That's still missing. You can subscribe to the old podcast in the front. You can listen to prank calls through the front page. But the new podcasts are not yet live. Almost there. Actually, I take that back. The arc.
Well, it's due to take a radical upgrade, isn't it, there, Monita?
Yeah, it took a little while. If you click on the Show Archives button on the Madhouse Live webpage, that's what the podcast is going to look like now. That's the old podcast, you know, thrown into the same format. I just have to finish doing it for prank calls only, and then all the new shows from September on are going to be part of the new podcast. All those old episodes are going away as far as podcasting is concerned, but they'll still be available at the website and hopefully the forums also eventually. What's been going on in the news? Didn't a lot of stuff happen this week? What happened? Lou Dobbs. That's what I want to talk about. Lou Dobbs, CNN, quit last night all of a sudden. I saw the email hit my my Twitter account, and I was like, what?
Hello?
Lou Dobbs, just in the middle of a show, just decided, hey, I'm out, I'm bouncing. He says that he could do better as an activist or something. I think what it is, and a lot of people speculate, he's probably going to Fox News, to be honest. I mean, he's always been a conservative, you know, and
he's a right-wing piece of grass.
Yeah,
man.
And a lot of people, just because he went anti-Bush, you know, for a while there towards the end because shit got bad. I mean, really, because he's one of those, he's like, you know, Bob Barr. He's like one of those Republicans, but is, you know, has a little bit of some semblance of intelligence where they get turned off by the whole religious right kind of, you know, really, you know, off the wall, Sarah Palin kind of conservatism. they don't go for that radical conservatives and stuff like that, the whole religious thing. They don't. So they kind of, he kind of distanced himself from the Bush, but he did, he talked against Obama quite a bit during the election. And it was, and I remember someone was talking, was like, I don't know what's with Lou Dobbs, he's pissing me off. He used to be so on the ball, you know, when it came to being anti-Bush, and look at him, he's talking about Obama. I'm like, yeah, but, you know, 4 years ago, Lou Dobbs, that he's always been like that. He's
trying to keep somebody watching his show. He's always been conservative piece of trash.
Of course.
Right-wing garbage.
Yeah, of course. So there you go. I'm drinking some peached iced tea. Peached iced tea. Not just peach iced tea. It has ED at the end of it. Yeah, it's had peach made to it. Someone did peach on it, and it's peached. Okay, so who we're gonna call then? A motel? I got an article that I want to talk about here, and another article I wanted to talk about here. We'll get to that later. Actually, Lonesome Loser, we need a number for a Burger King stat. It has to do with the article, and not any particular. If preferably a Burger King in the United States. If you can hook me up with an open Burger King phone number, should be pretty easy. Just paste it to me real quick. I'd like to call them. And get into this topic, which I think might be a good premise for a prank call.
Have it your way.
Yeah. All right.
Burglar King.
We're going to call that Finita Liquor. Santee, California, as mentioned before. Just a moment. You love that one, don't you, Milkman?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I wish, Wicker.
Whatever makes you happy, man. Whatever makes you happy.
Lickety split, baby. Lickety lick. But always show your titties, right, Doug?
No, show your titties. Show your titties, all of y'all. All of y'all there. Right in there, up and down, in there. Show your titties.
You guys are so gay.
That's right.
See?
Hi.
Keep it gay, keep it gay.
All right,
keep
faggot.
It gay.
All right, faggot.
Okay, faggot.
Do-ba-do-ba-do. Let's get some Jack Masterson going here, eh?
Benita.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, do you have kegs there?
No, we don't.
What's the largest content of alcohol, like, container-wise? I was trying to entertain several people.
I'm sorry?
I was trying to entertain several people, so I'm asking what kind of content-wise the largest that it costs, you know?
Uh-huh. Largest I have is 30 pack Coors Light, and 30 pack is $23.99.
I got the.
I have a 30 pack of. Huh? I'm sorry.
How many spaces are in there?
I have a. How many what?
Spaces.
Spaces.
Yeah.
30.
You said 30 beers. I'm talking about spaces. How many spaces are in there?
I don't know what a spacer is.
Do you know how many spaces there?
No, I don't know what that is.
Is there an English speaker I could talk to? Because I'm maybe, you know. I mean, no offense.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Is there someone else I could talk to? Because you don't seem to, you know, understand things.
No, that's just me.
Are you refusing me service? Like, you refusing to put me on to someone else?
Okay, thanks. Have a good night.
Let me speak to your manager.
Let me speak.
Asshole. Call him back.
First prank's always a throwaway. You know this. We ain't having that. We'll call him later. Let him stew for a little bit. And then we'll ask him about Finita. Man, I love that tea.
I think you should have just had for Banita instead.
Yo, Good point. Needles Point Liquor. Here's a Burger King. In Winnemucca, Nevada, Burger King. A girl named Megan answered at 10:29 p.m. All right.
This is Burger King. Hey, who's speaking?
Hey, where's Big Megan at?
Who?
Big Megan.
She's counting inventory right now. Who's this?
She's counting inventory.
One sec.
Hello?
Hey, Big Megan, how you doing?
This is Megan.
Hey, this is Big Megan.
I'm sorry?
This is Big Megan.
I am Megan.
Big Megan, though. You big?
No.
You're a little big, though, I heard. You sound, you know, a little big. How much you weigh?
Okay, may I ask who this is regarding, please?
This is Valente. I got to talk to Jesus, but he was saying that you were a big girl, so I'm like, is this Big Megan, then? And see, talk to Big Megan.
Jesus? That is your friend, Valente, or whatever, and apparently you told him I was fat. Now, if you would take your call...
Hello?
Yeah, dude, what are you fucking around with Megan for?
Huh?
What are you fucking around with Megan for? Like, why you gotta call her fat and shit?
I never said she was fat. I said she was plus-sized, but not fat.
No, you said, you said, like, Big Megan and all that. I mean, why?
No.
You guys got the $1 double cheeseburger?
Mm-hmm.
How much does that cost to make?
$1.07.
Is $1.10 to make? Are you pissed off about that? Does it bother you?
About what?
Does it make you mad that you're selling the burger and you're losing 10 cents each burger you sell?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Because I heard they're gonna take care of some of the jobs. We're gonna cut back.
What was that?
They're cutting back. They're cutting back at the store.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, dude, I work there.
Really?
Yeah, in Omega. No.
Who's this?
This is Valente.
Who?
Valente. Listen, they're going to lay off a few people tomorrow morning and Friday, so... A few people in the morning shift and a few people in the night shift, so I'm just saying... I heard of Jesus and Megan were on the list. It's true. It's true, everybody. They don't want to believe me, but it's fucking true. We'll call them back. Prove it.
Painful revelation, obviously.
Burger King, this is Megan.
Hey, Big Megan, what's up?
Okay, what is this regarding?
It's regarding the 10-cent difference between the double cheeseburger, what you're selling it for, and it's cost 10 cents more to make.
I'm sorry?
Every double cheeseburger, it costs the franchise at least $1.10.
That's correct.
And you're selling it for $1.
That is correct.
So you're stupid or something?
Yeah, stupendous. Thank you.
Well, really, why do you sell it for less than it costs? It's just stupid.
Thank you.
The whole thing, what I found out, I got an article
thank
here.
Thank you.
She did say thank you. I was just pointing out to her. Burger King franchisees are suing their hamburger company.
Thank you.
There's several lawsuits by the franchisees of Burger King stores against the company itself over its $1 double cheeseburger promotion, saying they're losing money on the deal and the company can't set maximum menu prices. The National Franchise Association, a group that represent more than 80% of Burger King's U.S. franchise owners, said the $1 promotion forces restaurant owners to sell the quarter-pound burger with at least a 10-cent loss. That's some fucking shit. While costs vary by location, the $1 double cheeseburger typically costs franchisees at least $1.10, said Dan Fitzpatrick, a Burger King franchisee owner from South Bend, Indiana, who is a spokesman for the association. It includes 55 cents for the cost of the meat, bun, cheese, and toppings, and 45 cents goes to the expenses such as rent, royalties, and worker wages. Apparently, they tested the $1 deal in markets across the country, and then it went on sale nationwide last month, even though franchise owners who operate 90% of the stores
rejected it twice because of the expense. So apparently, the franchise owners are suing Burger King itself because of the fact that it costs more to make the burger than they are allowed to sell it for. And it's affecting them. It's hitting them, apparently. And then they're not allowed, per their whole contractual obligations with Burger King, you know, corporate. And you never thought about that. Like, when I go to Burger King, I feel like I'm just going to Burger King. You always get the same product, right? Like, there's no difference between one Burger King and the other. There's no difference between one McDonald's and another. But in reality, I guess they all are independent. They're all owned by one company in Orlando. I think there's only one dude, some Greek guy. He owns like most of the McDonald's in Orlando. I forgot the name. It's called Johnco or something like that. Every McDonald's you go to, it says on the door, this is owned by Johnco. And they're all...
Oh, yeah. I saw those before. They have them over in Tampa, too. The Malacca Burger Corporation.
Malacca Burgers, yeah. They make them out of Malaccas and pita bread. Anyway. But the bullshit here, you know what I want to mention?
True.
You want to know why I think it's bullshit on Burger King's part or the, you know?
You're all making stuff up.
On the franchisee's part, I think it's bullshit. Because, as a matter of fact, I know that McDonald's, back in the day, McDonald's used to sell the quarter pounder for 2 for $2. You got 2 quarter pounders for $2. 2 quarter pounder with cheese for $2, man. It was the most beautiful thing in the world. When I was out, I would eat a lot of it because it was a cheap dinner, lunch, and breakfast. I mean, I would buy extra and save it and eat it for breakfast the next morning. I would eat cold double cheeseburgers because they're $1 each. And this here,
cheeseburger Pepsi.
The double cheeseburger that they're selling is a quarter pound patty at Burger King, so it's the same damn thing. So why is it costing them $1.10, and how come McDonald's did it so successfully? Well, maybe not because they haven't done it for a good. Wow, I think it's been like 5 or 6 years since they took it off, though. But man, that was a shit. They did it for a long time without any problems. What's the fucking deal? I think these franchisee owners need to get real. And they're obviously paying somebody way too much money. You know what it is? I think it's that the Burger King Corporation is waking. I think the Burger King Corporation makes way too much money off the top. They're making 40. How much is there? I saw it here before. I think they make like 25% off the top or something like that. I don't know. It goes straight to Burger King, the actual corporation itself. And then I started looking here, and they actually have a breakdown of different of those new you know, they're everywhere. Subway, Quiznos, McDonald's, they all have their own little dollar menu. Taco Bell's been doing it. Taco Bell was the first. It started with Taco Bell. They were the ones that had the special menu, the value menu. You'd go and it only cost you 49 cents, 59 cents to get a taco, stuff like that. You can't find that anymore. It's boiling. It's everything's a dollar now, at least. I think for even the crappy taco they used to be able to get for 49 cents. It doesn't matter anymore. Then Wendy's did it. They had their 99 cent menu, and then slowly but surely, you know, McDonald's and everyone else started doing it. And this is the sign of the economy that we're in right now. But apparently, and my favorite of the bargain deals is the Little Caesars $5 pizza, which we have talked about on the show before. We've done prank calls, I believe, right? Have we had Jack Masterson calling about the $5 pizza?
Yeah.
All right. So here it says. This is a breakdown. The promotion is hot and ready pizza. Get one 14-inch large cheese or pepperoni pizza for $5 at participating locations, right? Which is, for the most part, most of them. It used to go for $10.99. For $10.99, it will cost you $10.99 to buy that one large, one topping pizza. For the last 6 years now, it's only been $5 and they're always freaking ready. Apparently, the restaurant makes 90 cents a pizza every time they sell one of those. Introduced 6 years ago, the Hot and Ready pizza promotion offers the large pizza for just $5. Even though some stores charge about 55 cents more than that, margins are still slim. The cost of a single pizza's ingredients and packaging amounts to $3.50, according to a franchise operator in Georgia. Tack on another 60 cents for rent, labor, and utilities. And the stores earn about 90 cents per pizza that they sell when they're selling it for $5 each. Interesting, huh? That's not much at all. I don't know. How do they survive? Really?
That's why a lot of them fucking closed down, dude.
Yeah. I'm telling you. I feel bad now going in there getting that $5 pizza because it's like, dude, they're only making 90 cents. That's like me going into a gas station and just buying a soda.
Shit, you better off to tip the owner.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, you should leave a tip for your owner. Yeah, give him a dollar. That's more than the amount that he's going to be making for selling it. Give him an extra 10 cents so he makes a clean dollar at least. I'm going to start doing that. I'm like, here, give this to the owner. Give the guy a fucking bone, man.
Write him a check.
Here we go. More McDonald's and their dollar menu. McDonald's customers may purchase a number of items, including French fries, ice cream sundaes, four-piece chicken nugget, and a double cheeseburger, my favorite, for a dollar each. The double cheeseburger, and dude, we had a whole show where we talked to McDonald's about the change in the menu. Remember we had that whole thing where all they did was take off a slice of cheese and call it a McDouble and raise the price of it? So here you go. They make 6 cents per each of those hamburgers that they sell. The double cheeseburgers, 6 cents. That's it. 6 cents. But I'm sure they're selling a lot of those fucking 6 cents. Well, that's still those 6 cents per burger. That's like going in and buying a pack of gum. You know?
Man.
I don't know how. I guess what they do.
Some slim-ass margins.
They figure you go in and you order, like, that's where they get you when you pull in now.
The drinks. That's where they kill you on the drinks. Do you want fries? Would you like an extra with that?
Yeah, well, here we go. Of course, the markup on fountain drinks and French fries is pretty high. However, many consumers these days are foregoing such add-ons. McDonald's has not immediately returned phone calls to them, to this website, and email seeking comment. So apparently McDonald's is hitting, but fuck that, because McDonald's, as a matter of fact, I read an article today that McDonald's sales are going up, as a matter of fact. So whatever they're doing, it's working. Because that's the whole, like you said, Milk, when you get
McDonald's
there.
McDonald's is making a killing. They're doing really well.
Yeah, McDonald's is doing, and you know what it is, and we talked about this too, is the coffee. Those iced coffees, they sell them cheaper than you get them in Starbucks. They're easier to get. They're faster. You just go right to the, you know, they never screw it up. It's really easy to order the shit, and even though they're selling it for less than Starbucks, you know they're still making at least $1.50 off of each one. They have to be, because they're charging you $3 for a large iced coffee. It can't be that much. It's ice, a little bit of milk, you know, a squirt of syrup.
It's water.
And coffee, yeah, water. Really, yeah, coffee and water. Yeah. And then the soda, think about the fountain soda. You go there, and they start selling what, for 99 cents each, right? But what is it really? They're selling you water with syrup. And, you know, carbonated water with syrup and ice.
Three-quarters of it's ice.
Three-quarters it is. You're right, man. And that's the retarded
that's
thing.
That's the rule, dude.
You know, and it's the stupidest, to me, it's the stupidest thing to get ice with your drink. Like, a lot of times they'll say no ice because it's coming out cold of the damn machine that's refrigerated when they take it out of the fountain. It's cold and refrigerated. It's not like they're opening up a room temperature soda can or a 2-liter bottle that you got to put ice on it. It's coming out cold. You have to have a soda. You're just watering down your soda, and getting about, you know, a third less of what you would get for, you know. It's a waste of time.
It's ridiculous. That's how they make your killing at right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, well, they always do. Yeah. Oh yeah, dude. Soda. Yeah. Fuck that. They talk.
I always get bummed like when I go to order the special. Do you like a drink with that? No.
Wow.
Would you like fries with that? No. Right. I already got a drink here. I'm full. Just give me the special. Thanks.
Quiznos had a coupon recently that expired on March 15th of 2009, however, but it ran for about a year. It was $5.29 for 1 6-inch chicken sandwich. It was widely popular. They had a loss of $2.25 per sandwich that they sold. Oh, my God. No wonder. I saw a lot of Quiznos go out. That's probably why, just because of that one stupid coupon. Well, that's crazy. They had this. It was called the Quiznos Million Sub Giveaway. $5.29 for a half-size chicken sandwich, and the store lost $2.20 each. And when anytime someone went there and said they just wanted that, they lost $2.25 per customer. That's something else. Quiznos claims to have check this out. Quiznos claims to have reimbursed franchise owners for food and paper costs, which amount to roughly $2.25. They say so. It's supposedly evened out, but a lot of the franchise owners are actually are contesting that. That might be another fucking lawsuit right there. Subway makes $1.20 per $5 footlong that they sell. The jingle of the fucking year. I think that's going to end up being like, if there was a jingle of 2009, that would have to be that stupid Subway song. It's everywhere all the time, anywhere. Even on satellite radio, you can't get away from it. And then Baskin Robbins loses. Baskin Robbins, when they do their 31-cent promotion price once a year, they lose $1.45 per scoop of ice cream. There we go. That's our food talk. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Makes you think, huh?
Yeah, dude, remember, he's running low on his Tesco's bean rations over there. He's just picking all the pork out now.
Oh, man. Maven says she always asks to make sure that they give little to no ice. Sheepskin, yeah, some places give you so much ice, I get so pissed off. Like the movie theater, I tell them no fucking ice. That's the fucking worst. You know that? You go to the movie theater and they're already charging you $4 for the thing and they load the I'm like, you motherfucker.
Yeah, $5 for a fucking small drink.
And like, you know, it is, it's gotta be at least $4.50. I'm not, no shit. You get a large drink and you get a large Diet Coke, it's $4.50. And it's fucking full of ice. Get out of here. I tell them no ice. I tell them that.
Shit, I could just get another ticket for that.
And I'll tell you what, and it's no joke, if you go to Disney World, you know, I mean, I live in Orlando, Disney World, Universal Studios, or SeaWorld, they fill the cup full of ice when you get a Coke, you know, fountain drink, they fill it. They sell one size, regular, like $5, and it's super iced up. You got to tell them, like, no ice, man, or little ice. Like, I always make sure when I go to a theme park, I'm like, hey, no ice in that shit. I've told them that before, and they know, like, you know. If you're a regular like me, no ice, motherfuckers. Maybe
oh,
it's
dear. No ice. No ice for Mr. Carlito.
Oh, Mr. Carlito, no. Mr. Carlito don't get no ice in his Diet Coke machine. Excuse me. We got another Burger King. Let's complain about the ice. Nunu had an idea for a profanity sensor. I thought it was a good idea. Nunu's idea for...
Oh, I'm so sorry. That kid is new. I'll fix it right up. I'll take this ice one away and get you the real one, Mr. Carlito. That kid's new. Don't
get mad, Mr. Carlito. It's okay. He's new, please. He didn't know. Here you go. Right on. You can go on this ride for free. Yeah? Paid $80 to get in here. They raised the price, guys. They raised the price. I think they raised it to $85. To get into freaking to right now, if you're in Orlando, if you're going to go on vacation, like Jonathan, he's coming next week. If he's planning on going to Epcot or wherever he's going to go, it's $85 per day to get
damn.
In.
Damn.
Yeah, when I was a senior in high school in '97, it was still
so
$42.
Check right there.
It went up from 39 to 42, and I was like, God, it can't get any higher than that. It's $40 more than that now. It's like 82. I think it's like, or I think it's more than 80. It's like 85 or something.
What
I don't know.
The fuck?
Telling you, man. And then everything is so expensive inside.
That's almost expensive as a Michael Jackson.
You might as well just break down to say a straight out 100 because it's basically what you're spending.
Might as well. You might as well just, when you get to Disney, you might as well just give them your wallet and say, here's my wallet. You tell me how much you think I should have back. How much should I have back? Please. So you got kids. You got kids? Fuck. Kids are going to want candy.
Oh, my God. You're talking a girl. Man, dude.
Might as well buy a Buick. Just buy a Buick. Fuck Disney.
How about a Dodge Stratus? There you go.
There you go. Buy yourself a Dodge Stratus. Buy yourself a Prius. Buy yourself a Mercedes. Fuck that. Dude, kid, everything, all that. See, they want.
I got a Madhouse Mercedes out there.
There you go. Just buy yourself some Disney stock.
It's called a Lexus, but...
Go to Vegas and gamble it all. Maybe you'll win. Every once in a while.
Hey, yeah, go to Reno.
All right, it's called Burger King Complaint About the Ice. Anyway, Nunu's idea. Well, I was trying to get to. I forgot. I was explaining that. Nunu says we call. We do some curses. We do cursing, right? Cursing stuff. And then we wait a little bit, and then we call back, and then we'll have someone else call the second time around and say, hey, this is the phone company. We got a report. You got a prank call.
Poop and fudge.
Poop and fudge, yeah. We'll say that we're from the phone company. We heard you got a prank call, and people are like, yeah, we got a prank call. So we're going to put a profanity filter on the phone. We're going to test it out right now and start cursing and acting like it isn't working right and see what happens, see where it goes. Yeah. Is the dead listening?
You can have that part there where right. Yeah, you can have that part there where the crazy fuckers on there going,
there we go. Hey, matter of fact, that's a good idea. Let's do that. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play that, and then I'll call back as the phone company and ask if they got a, you know, harassing call, and then we're making a report. We're tracing this guy. And do you want us to activate the profanity filter? And then when I do that, then, you know, and we'll get that. And there we go. Let's do it.
Yep, our switchboard is lit up and notated. you receive the call.
Switchboard.
I see how many cops bang down the door currently tonight, everybody. Start counting.
I'll jump your jack. Heard a prank call the other day that we did, and it said that. I'll jump your jack, the guy said to me.
Don't jack their jump.
Yep. Hey, is this Burger King?
Yes.
This is the Burger King. Listen, I'm calling the number back on my receipt. Would that mean this is the place that I bought my stuff from?
Yes.
All right, listen to me. What's the deal with the ice over there? Why is so much ice?
So much ice in your drink?
Yeah, what you put so much ice in the drink for, huh? Hello? I'm talking
about it. I didn't do it, the drink, so.
What is your name?
My name is Popeye. If you want, you can just come next day.
Your name is Popeye?
I can replace that drink for you, but...
Your name is Popeye?
Pardon me?
Is there an American I can speak to?
I can speak English.
No, but you have an accent. Maybe I should just talk to an American.
Yes, you can speak with somebody.
Caucasian? Can you put Hefe on, please?
Hello?
Listen, I don't understand that guy's accent, but what's the deal with the ice over there? Why so much ice in my drink?
Oh, that's how we do it here.
But tell me, does it come out cold or hot from the machine?
It comes out cold. That's just how we're taught to do it.
But I said specifically, little ice, and she's like that. She put a bunch of ice. People put a bunch of ice in my drink. Why? I get my house and it's all ice. What I pay? How much does the ice cost?
I don't know.
Listen, I want you people to make this right. I need several large drinks now,
Jesse,
with no ice.
Come here.
I want several large drinks.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. Hold on a second.
No, you need to fix this.
I'm bitching about,
Hi, this is Jesse.
You need to fix this. This is ridiculous.
What?
What kind of way is this to do business?
I'm sorry, I just got handed the phone. What's wrong?
Are you the manager? What are you doing there?
Yes.
Listen, I got home, and my drink has so much ice in it. It has so much ice that in three sips, it was watered down already. It was below, the ice was already showing on the top.
Okay, what size drink did you get? I don't know when you came through. Did you come through drive-thru, front counter?
Live drive-thru, yeah. Why? Why so much? What's the deal with the ice? What is going on? What is this? Are you people having trouble with money? Huh?
No.
Are you having?
What happened is
tell
you
me
the
truth.
One that was supposed to be extra ice. So.
Are you? No, I didn't order extra ice. I don't.
I understand that, but we could have had a customer that ordered extra ice, and you just simply got the wrong drink.
Well, you need to fix this.
I
want several large drinks with no ice.
For one drink? No, I can't do that.
What's your name?
My name's Jesse.
You got your papers over there? When I come in, I want to see your papers.
What papers?
Your papers to say that you have the authority there to make these decisions.
Yes, I do. I do. They're hanging on the wall.
Go get them right now and read them to me. Right
I'm
now,
looking
I want,
at them.
I want
I'm ThirstSafe certified and Shift certified.
Give me all the numbers.
So, you don't need the numbers.
I'm running.
I can replace your one drink that you ordered.
No, you're gonna.
That's
let's. I think we should do three because I'm going back and everything.
Well, no.
Well, I want three drinks.
I'm sorry.
I want three drinks, or you're gonna get written up.
Okay, fine.
I'm writing you up right now. Listen.
Okay.
What's your name, Jesse?
Yep.
Jesse is written up. What's your social security number?
I'm not giving you my social security number.
What's the first number?
I'm not giving you that.
I'll give you my number. I'll give you my first number. It's 3.
I don't want your social security number. Like I said, I can replace the drink.
I want clean cups and everything. I want to see it done because you people, I know how you people do. You can make dirty stuff in it, right?
Oh, whatever. No, we don't do that here. You can believe what you want.
Are you having trouble paying? Like, is that what it is?
No,
you can tell me.
No, I don't have any problems paying.
It's okay. If you don't have, if you have a problem, like, you know, with payroll, I won't tell anybody, but just tell me
nope.
The truth. Be honest to me.
We don't have a problem with that, actually. Thank you very much.
I mean, are the checks bouncing around there?
Nope.
Do you pay the bills? Or is someone else that does it in charge? And then they hung up.
I like being snotty and cocky. Cocky.
You don't get to see my numbers. They're on the wall. I can't read them anyway.
She doesn't have any. She got no papers.
Papers? Yeah, right.
She's like, yeah, I got my papers.
Full of paper hanging out her ass.
Yeah, I got my papers.
It was stuck to the shoe. Now I got it hanging on the wall.
We're going to open up the phone lines in a little bit. If you're enjoying the show, let us know. Send me a message. Make yourself heard. Tell me what it is, what the deal is, please. Nunu says not to do the cursing. Fuck the first call.
It's a big-ass human turd.
All right, we're going to do this right. I'm going to find my earbuds over here.
Try to get it on your ear goggles.
Give me a second. I'll be right back. I'm going to play that pizza prank call. If I can remember what it was titled. Maybe it was pizza? Was it pizza? Look at her pizza. Couldn't find her under Jack. I thought it was Jack Orders Pizza. Yeah, here we go. Jack Orders Pizza, everybody. Yeah, we found it, fucker.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you speak up a little bit, please?
Hello?
Can you speak up a little bit? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
It sounds a little loud over there. Is it busy?
No.
Okay. Well, it just sounds like there's a lot of noise in the background. Could you maybe ask them to be quiet so I can make my order? Hello?
Nobody is being loud.
Are you sure? Because it sounds a little loud. I hear a radio in the background or something.
No, there's no radio.
No people talking? Loud?
No.
Are you ready for my order?
Yes.
If it's busy, are you going to have the $5 pizza ready?
Yes.
But it's busy, right? So how long is it going to take?
It's not busy.
Okay. Well, I mean, I can wait like 15, 20 minutes if you need me.
No, it's not busy.
I'm in my cell phone. I'm almost there right now. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay, well, I need a specialty pizza, though.
Okay.
All right. You have an extra large, or just you go up to large only?
Just large.
All right. And you have at least 5 of the pepperoni available?
What was that?
Do you have at least 5 of the pepperoni pizzas available?
May I ask who this is?
I'm asking if you have at least 5 of the pepperoni pizzas available.
May I ask who this is?
This is Jack Masterson. I'm about 3 minutes away, but it sounds like it's busy, so I'm just making sure that you know.
No, it's just I heard there were a whole bunch of ridiculous type questions being asked, but it's just wanted to know if those 5 pepperonis up and ready for you.
What do you have to treat me like I'm an animal?
What's that? I'm sorry?
Why do you have to treat me like I'm an animal?
Sir, do you need 5 pepperonis up?
Well, I'm
ready?
Asking if you have, because it's busy. She said it's busy.
It's not busy. There's nobody in our lobby. Did you need to know if there is 5 pepperonis up or not?
Yeah, and I need to make an order for a special pizza.
All right, could I get your phone number from you, please?
Do you really need my phone number, sir?
Yes, I do. I've got to put your phone number and your name in, and John, if this is you, I'm going to be very frustrated.
All right, fine. It's 360-2.
3? 2.
If you look on the caller ID, it's right there, sir. You don't have caller ID?
You want to give me that number again, please?
360.
One moment.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible. 360.
Are you tracing me?
No, I'm not. 360. I have 360. Anything else for you?
Cool.
Yeah. And the name under this for you?
Jack Masterson.
Jack.
Masterson.
And what can we do for you?
You know, I was a Vietnam veteran, so I got interrogated then.
What can we do for you today? What other pizza other than the pepperonis would you like?
Well, what I was asking the woman... was if you have extra large or you only go to large pizza?
No, we just have large and smalls.
How many inches is large?
Large is 14 inches. It's got 10 slices.
Is it the same size as those pepperonis?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, get ready for my order.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I say shut up and get ready for my order, please.
I had a run at the end.
Hello?
Hello, I'd like to make an order, please.
Okay.
All right. I like five of your finest pepperoni.
First, I have to get your phone number and your name.
360.
Okay. And your name?
My name is...
Is your name Jack?
Jack Rasmussen, yes.
And what can I get for you?
I need to have five pepperoni pizzas ready for me when I come in about 5 minutes.
Okay, there is right now only 4 pepperoni pizzas.
The guy said there was 5. He promised me.
Yeah, there's going to be 5 in like 2 seconds, sir. But if you don't get in before someone else, we can't save a hot and ready pizza for you.
Well, I'm doing call ahead seating.
Okay, just 1 second.
Can he call in and order a 5 pepperoni so he makes sure they're here when he gets here?
No. You can't call it in.
They're hot and ready. They're always
call
ready.
It in, makes us get it ready.
We will make sure that there's 5.
Where does it say on the paper that I can't call it in? It doesn't say first come, first serve. You're taking me for a ride.
What?
You're taking me for a ride. Tell him that he's taking me, that I said he's taking me for a ride.
Who's he, sir?
The manager man that's back there. Saying,
he's not here. He's gone, actually. He just clocked off and left.
Well, whoever the other guy is who thinks he's making you say these bad things to me. Tell him that I said that he's taking me for a ride.
Are you prank calling us or something?
Excuse me, man. I was in Vietnam. I would never, ever do it. You know what they did to me? You know what they did to me? They put cuts in my belly.
Vietnam, I would never.
And they didn't let it with any antiseptic on it.
No, he's saying that you need to shut your mouth.
Hello?
I didn't say you need to shut your mouth. I said...
Okay, sir, just calm down. All right.
I didn't say she's lying. I said you're taking me for a ride.
All right. You wanted 5 pepperonis?
Yeah, well, you promised me that they'd be there, and then now she said there's only 4. Too bad. And then she said that I told you to shut. I didn't say that.
That's all right, sir. It's all good. Okay, you wanted 5 pepperonis, right?
Did you clock out already?
This isn't the manager. He...
No, but if you clocked out, no, you don't have to... It's okay. Put her back on, because you clocked out. It's okay.
All right. One moment.
All right.
Are you kidding me?
Give
it to me.
All right.
Want to talk to him.
Hello?
Look.
Hi.
When people clock out for the night, you don't make him go back on the phone to work, okay? Because that's illegal. Because he's not being compensated for the time.
Everybody that is here is on the clock. The kid you just talked to is not the manager.
He said, see, now you're lying to me. You said he's a manager.
Do you want me to write your number down and have someone call you who can help you? I'm not sure exactly what's wrong, though.
Are you going to wake up the manager at home?
No, the manager just clocked off and got off work, sir.
Where is he at right now?
Get on the phone and call Gordon right now. Because...
What is Gordon going
to
do?
I don't know. Somebody's going to do something. I don't understand why you're arguing with me.
Just hang up the phone.
And it's true. Why is she arguing? Just hang up the stupid phone, right? It's a big fucking deal. That's all you got to do. That's the best thing about this show sometimes is when they just sit there. They just take it. They don't realize all they have to do is hang up the phone. They want to get off. Get away
it's
from...
Okay, idiot.
Jeez, let's get off the phone. You don't want to talk? Get off the phone. A lot of examples of that here. Anyway, that was Jack Orders Pizza from 2007. Good prank call. All right, we're going to do some more live ones here. Let's get to see what else we got to do. All right, Lonesome Loser, more numbers now, including one from the UK. I've picked out one of those named Terence Cox. Lancashire, England.
Ah.
One with the Lancashire Wankers.
Lancashire, that's right. That's with our mate there, Mr. Nunu.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, we are live.
England.
I have changed a little bit of changed things a little bit. Where I play a lot of the older.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
I'm gonna check that price. I play a lot of the older prank calls sometimes in the middle of the show, just to. It's just fun to listen to some of the older stuff as long as they're good. Keeps things moving along, doesn't put too much pressure, and you know, if we could get some stale pranks. We got a pretty big library, I think. We can do that. We can afford to do that.
Who is this?
Excuse me? Why are you talking to me like that?
Who are you?
You didn't need to talk to me like that. Excuse me? This is Valente with BT. Who am I speaking with? I need to speak with Mr. Cox. Terrence, please. This isn't woman business.
From
BT. Hey, this isn't woman business. Put the man on the phone, please.
Are you taking the piss?
Listen, this is a gentleman who's over there calling from this number, who's making very profane comments on the phone to children and to a women's center, a women's clinic. And we've traced it to this number, and it's a gentleman. And we know it's Terrence Cox's number. So who's the one taking the piss? Who's the one taking the piss then, madam? That's a good point. Whatever.
Oh, my God.
Am I taking a piss? What is
you're
that?
A bit saucy now, are you,
I'm
mate?
Taking a piss. She's trying to say that I'm drunk,
put
right?
Put the man on the phone, please.
Are you taking the piss?
Are you taking the piss on me, as in...
She said, am I taking the piss? I mean, that's like fucking... That's a super drunk.
Are you taking the piss?
I'm going to update that on Twitter. Accused of...
Are you taking the piss out of me? It's like, are you fucking with me?
Taking the piss in the UK.
Are you fucking with me?
Prank calling live at... Everyone be sure, if you're listening right now, if you have a friend out there, someone online, someone you can email, someone you can tell... tell them to listen to us tonight, madhouselive.com. We're going to be doing some prank calls here tonight. It's live, and yeah, whatever. Just share the wealth. Why don't you?
Basically asking you, are you fucking with her?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, when you take the piss out of somebody in the UK, when you say that, that means you're like yanking their crank, right? Yanking their chain, yanking their crank, taking their piss. Like you just, you know.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, okay. All right. Yeah.
Right.
I follow. Okay. All right, let's call Leslie Cox here. She's in England also. La 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 la. Lizzie.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Come on, old man, answer. You know they're old. All we ever get is old people in the UK anyway. What's the deal?
Do a Corey Pittman call.
Yes, hello, Leslie. Leslie?
Yeah?
This is Miss Cox. Listen, are you taking the piss? Eh?
Who is it?
This is Valente. Are you taking the piss on me? That's a good point. What time is it over there anyway? 12, 1, 2, 3, 3 a.m., 3:11 in the morning? Wow. So when we start the show...
I think it's going to be 2 weeks from now. We're going to start the show. It's going to move from Thursday nights over to Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. And I understand, Tug, you were talking to Maven. I asked you to give a shout-out to Maven. I was busy at work on Monday. We had an outage at my place of business, so I couldn't get to her. But she, Maven, and she's here now. She's listening. That's why I'm bringing it up. This is the most direct way for me to communicate sometimes. Maven is interested in helping us record some promos. We need some voiceovers with the new time. The new time slot, Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Are we still under a consensus? Milkman Tuck, you guys are okay with that? That works out good for you time-wise, right?
That sounds good to me, bro.
All right.
I guess so.
Okay.
You're the host. This is your gig. We're all right. Sort of all here for the ride, so to speak.
So that'll be midnight in the UK. That's good, because we can start promoting ourselves a little more at midnight, I think, in the UK. I don't know what time that is in Australia. What time will that be in Guam, Milkman? Can you find out for us? Because you know we can prank Guam. It'll probably be morning over there, right? It'll be like 10 in the morning or something?
It's almost Australia time.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're about like 1 hour off
of Australia? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Life Likes listening. What time is it in Australia right now?
I know
it's
like in the middle of the afternoon.
That's right. Life Like is in Australia.
Over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Life Like is in Australia right now. It's near Brisbane.
Hmm. Well, it's like four time zones in Australia, though, right? It's like the States in the U.S.
Yeah, he's on the East Coast, right?
Okay.
I mean the West Coast. Sorry.
The West Coast. Because the East Coast is where Sydney's at, right? As far as I understand.
Yeah, he's right over there. He's on the East Coast, Brisbane area. Okay. So that's like right about central East Coast.
Okay. All right. So we got to look into that. I got to do some new promos before. So I'm thinking in 2 weeks we're going to start
almost
that.
Almost 12 hours in advance of us. They're like 13, I think.
So it's 11 in the afternoon about, let's say. Okay. And in the morning over there. Tomorrow. All right, it's Friday there right now. Okay, listen, so seriously, though, we're going to be looking into starting that in about a week or two. All right, guys?
It says 3:14 on his clock now.
It won't be next week. We'll still do a Thursday night show next week, more than likely. I might do both. Maybe I'll do the Tuesday and the Thursday next week as a test. And then, we'll move over. We'll drop the Thursday night show. Next week will be the last Thursday night show, let's say. And we'll go full-time Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock. Starting the week after that. Deal. All right. So you won't miss anything if you're here next week. Well, you'll miss the test show. It'll be a normal show. It's fucking a normal show. Tuesday at 8 o'clock. All right. Tuesday, 8 p.m. It starts this next week.
Yeah.
And we'll do the last Thursday night show for a little while at least. We'll see what sticks. If we want to go back to Thursday after.
Except for the circus monkeys that will have a Tuesday show that you won't have a Thursday show.
It'll definitely be until the summer.
So you will be missing a couple little thing.
Yeah, you will. But I can't do a Thursday night show at all anymore, so well, until the summer at least, and then we have the option of moving back. We'll call it as we see it, but write it down. Apuntalo, as it would say in Puerto Rico. Mary Cox is in England also. Let's wake up the UK over there. Something we do a lot. A lot
sure
of people like it.
Corey Fittman call in.
Corey Fittman. What was Corey Fittman? Oh, the guy that goes nuts. Hey, we gotta call those casinos.
Yeah,
it's called those casinos.
Like
yeah, we did call a lot of casinos last week. Wasn't there some old lady?
2 cents per minute.
What was her name? What was the old lady at the casino that I started talking? It was like an old woman's name. Like only old women have this name. Was it Barbara? No. Dolores.
Dolores.
Hello?
Hello?
Listen. Am I speaking with Mary?
Yes.
Mary, listen. Why are you so rude to Dolores, huh?
I'm sorry. Who is this?
You're very rude to Dolores. This is Valente. I don't appreciate you being rude to Dolores on the phone and saying bad words. I was gonna try to do the stupid content filter thing. It's not fucking working. I hate it when the phone does that. When they hang up, it goes silent for a minute. And always does it right as I'm reacting.
I have to learn to speak to this at all times. All this right, mic over here.
Definitely time for Jack Fittman.
All right, let me look, see if I can find those, see if we can figure out which one it was that we called. I'm going to mention the casinos that we called last week.
Sunset.
No, I don't think it was, it was like some kind of, it was kind of Greekish though. Let me see here. Monday, November 2nd, right? Yeah, here we go. Contact. The Aquarius. Good man, you got a pretty good memory there, Milkman. You're pretty close, Milkman. Wow, that's pretty good. Right on, I guess you're not that old.
Yeah.
Milkman just had
a shady. I'm only 87 years old.
All right, the Aquarius, they're in Vegas. They're north of the Strip. They're in the northern end of the Strip. They're not all that.
I mean, they're not the Madhouse Radio Casinos by any stretch of the means.
This is Art. How may I direct your call?
Hey, Big R, how you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
I need to talk to Dolores.
Dolores, she's not right now. She's off.
She's off?
Yeah.
Listen, I had a horrible experience. There's this guy, Corey, in security, and he was supposed to call me back about a wallet and a watch and a cell phone that was found, and one of the employees kept it.
Okay. Let me direct you to security, sir. Okay, one moment.
Hey, listen now. Wait a minute, boy. Hello? Fucker. That boy.
Aquarius Security, this is Osborne.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, is this Corey?
Hello?
Listen, I need to speak to Corey. I have a complaint. Who is this?
Security.
What's your name?
I gave it to you when I answered the phone.
Now you're withholding your name. Is this Corey?
No, this is not Corey.
All right, well, I need to make
Who would you like to speak to? Who would you like to speak to?
I need to make a complaint about Corey.
Okay.
He promised me.
Who would you like to speak to?
He promised me a call back.
I don't take complaints. So.
Write down messages then. Do you have paper and pencil there?
Yeah, I do.
I command you to write down a message. And pass it on to the head of security. Hung up on me.
Gonna call back
that
here, everybody.
You listen to the radio 10-4.
He said two names. He said Corey and security. This is something. I think he tried to throw me off. That fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Corey Support. This is Jed. How may I direct your call?
Hey Jed, how you doing, buddy?
Good, sir. How are you?
I need to make a complaint about the gentleman in security who refused to take the complaint about the other gentleman in security.
You have a complaint on a security guy, you said?
Mm-hmm, that's right. Someone has my art. Someone over there broke security rules and kept my lost stuff, and I want answers.
Okay, one moment.
I am a guest at the casino. This guy transfers really fast. It's not easy to get him to stay. Take down this message, please.
What's that?
I'm trying to leave a message there for the head of security over a complaint I have on two employees now.
Okay, well, I'm the security supervisor.
All right, good. And what is your name?
My name is Steve.
Steve, listen, I reported a few days ago that I lost my wallet, my watch, and my cell phone there, and I was promised a call back, and I get no answers, I get no help. I don't know if I canceled my cards and everything. They're withholding everything. They're watching the accounts. But you people are refusing to return my items to me. And I have reason to suspect
really?
That someone likes my telephone. Someone likes my new phone that I bought the same day that I lost it. And I don't think that's fair. That's not fair to me.
Okay, so you're saying that we have your stuff?
Why don't you people call people back when you promise you're going to call back and follow up?
Well, I don't know. This is the first I've heard of it.
This is ridiculous. This isn't fair.
So, when did you lose this?
Last Thursday.
Last Thursday. Well, let me look at my lost and found and see. What kind of, what's the name in the wallet?
Valente. I left all this message with Corey already. Corey has all this information.
Okay, well, we don't have a Corey that works here.
Listen, I talked to Corey last week.
Okay, and I'm explaining to you that I don't have a Corey that works in our department.
Okay, so then you people are lying to me then. Who said there were Corey? Don't make me look at my notes, because I wrote down names and numbers and everything. I have it all documented.
Look at your notes and see who you talk to, because like I said, I don't have an officer by the name of Corey.
Officer my ass.
That's a pretty good name.
Sir, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean when I say officer my ass.
No.
I'm not saying that the name is my ass. You really think that the name is my ass?
I really don't know.
Is that where you come from? Are people named my ass and my cog?
So what's your first name?
Was your mom named my tits? Small tits? What's the fucking deal? Is that funny to you? I'm making a cursing comment. You're like, oh, I have a doctor in my ass. Huh?
Okay, so would you like to tell me the first name now on your
wallet? Valente. My name is Valente. As I told Corey, all this information, it's Valente. I'm not in the business of giving up my personal information. Did you look? Did you find my cell phone then?
I don't have anything in here.
Well, where's my cell phone? Where's my USB thumb drive?
I don't have anything.
Where's my cologne?
I don't know. Where did you lose it?
In the casino. Why would I be asking you? Where do you work, sir?
Well, we don't have...
Let me write this down. Listen, excuse me, ma'am, just to make sure that I got the right information. I want to write this down because I'm writing all of you up, and I'm going to speak to my attorney. So where am I calling? He hung up.
I called him ma'am.
Poor Steve.
I called him ma'am. It wasn't that funny. Average prank call. Average. Definitely no last week. And now we're moving on. I'm not going to call them anymore. Corey's much more fun. But we did, fuck that, we did call talk to a Corey. I know for a fact it was Corey. And he said, oh, we didn't have a kid. Well, they fired him.
And he kept answering the radio. He had the radio on real loud. And 10-4, we got a call. 10-4.
That's the biggest asshole casino in the fucking world. You know who I want to call? You remember we called the Planet Hollywood Casino a few times and the Al in the poker room, you remember? That poker room did that.
Oh, yeah. The guy wearing the black suit.
No. I call him, and he's like, oh, my God. I told him I lost my wallet. He's like, my God. Let me get you to a man in a suit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The man in the black suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the guy in the suit, the Italian guy, started accusing him of being Italian, and he took offense to it. I called him a few times, and one time Hollywood Vanya called in. And talked to the guy and asked for Al, the black guy Al, and he said he had a diabetic problem and was in a hospital. Maybe he was in a coma. Maybe we should call and ask for Al, right? Let's find out. Fuck that. Poker room to Al. I think it was right. Yeah, I think his name is Al. Let me see if I got here.
They said Corey, Dolores, Jet, and Kelly.
What? There's a what?
That's who we talked to.
That's
Corey,
last week.
Dolores, Jet. And we talked to Jet again today, right? We just talked to him now. So it was a Corey. I'm not making stuff up. It was a Corey. I don't understand. Yeah. I'm trying to find this call from last year.
Radio on, man.
Let's see if I can find it here. Poker room. Put the phone down. Put the phone. John Provost, do I creep you out? Ad placement after all flowers. I have no idea. I don't see it here. Pull your license. It might take me a while to find it. I don't see it. I would presume it's on the list of top pranks in the forums. Pretty sure that's where I would have put it. I'm not seeing it though. I was hoping to be able to go through the lost and found there and, claim a few items, but that's always fun to do. We did that at Kinko's once. That was pretty good. Nah, I don't see any poker room here. I know I've heard it before. I've heard it a few times. Anyway, we're doing the next call. We're calling J.R. Humphreyson.
That was a classic.
Yeah, I can't find. Yeah, I don't know. I know I've heard it on the rotation. I've been here before, and I've heard it in the background and started playing. We got it here somewhere. Just I don't know what I titled it. Unfortunately.
Yeah, you always come up with these crazy titles.
Hollywood's good. If Hollywood isn't around, though, I don't see him tonight. So if he were around, he'd know in a second. He'd be on top of it. He'd be on things. I'll keep looking here throughout the night. Maybe I'll find it. Maybe I won't. If I do, it'll be fun to listen to, I guess. If not, then we can just call him again. I don't know. Maybe it was called Hollywood. I don't know. It was like a casino. It had changed names. It used to be the Hollywood Casino, and it was called something else. It's one of the big ones there. It's quite funny because they have quite the dysfunctional staff there. Hollywood Vanya, toilet, no, nothing like that. No, it's none of these. Nope. Anyway, all right, well, fuck it. J.R. Humphreyson has promised.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Shave me.
Eat my shit.
Oh, shave me.
That was Corey that we talked to. What a bunch of liars, those people. Listen to me, you little shit. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Listen to me, you little shit. I don't know where I'm going with this, man. I don't know where I'm going with this.
I don't know why I even did that. I don't know where I'm going with this. Give me a second. I have a computer crashing here in the background. Kokanee's missing in action. He's at work. Stuck at work. Just got a message here from Kokanee, everybody.
Stuck at work.
At work will not be done in time to catch any of the show from Kokanee. Look at me. I got to work. Yeah. You hear about Sammy Sosa? He's white now. Sammy Sosa doing some weird, freaky face stuff. Now he's a white guy, apparently. According to the information coming from the New York Daily News. I saw the pictures. Yeah, check it out, folks. He's white.
Well, look at him go.
That's audio of Sammy Sosa explaining why he's white now. Yep. That's what he said. He looks like...
Hey, that's incredible, finally.
Sammy Sosa does look like a mongoloid. I'm sorry, but he does look like kind of... you know? Wow. Crazy fucker, crazy fucker. You want to call crazy fucker? Let's give crazy fucker a call, little fuck. We can't talk to him for long.
Hello? Hey, old man.
Hey, Carlito.
What do you say
there? How you doing there, trying to live to be an old man?
Yes, sir. You listen to the show or you watch TV? What's going on?
Oh, hey, right. Yeah, are you on live right now?
Yeah, of course. It's Thursday night. Where else would I be?
Okay, it's
what are you
like,
watching over there? What do you like to watch? We watch Jay Leno?
I'm watching the guy that replaced you, man.
Oh, yeah?
We got a live show going. Let's do a prank call together, okay?
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, that's the whole idea. But listen, stupid, why did you call me yesterday at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yesterday?
No, yeah, you called me 11:11 at 4:15. 4:11, were you drunk off your ass 2 nights ago or something?
Dude, I called you a couple nights ago and got your answering machine.
Yeah, you're fucking drunk.
Yeah,
no,
what
were you fucking
drinking? No, last time I called you, dude, was last week. Was last fucking week, right?
You called 2 days
ago. You had your call-in number up there, and when I'd call, it was your voicemail.
Right.
But yet it says call live Carlito's Madhouse,
I
right?
Fixed that all. It's all different now. It's all fixed. It's all accurate now.
Okay, am I welcome back into your fucking, in your fucking house?
You could be. Well, explain why you left, like, how drunk were you? What were you drinking exactly 2 nights ago that you called and left these drunk dials? You were drunk dialing 2 nights ago. Do you remember? We played your
right now. I'm drunk right now, dude. But I'm legally drunk. Like right now,
listen,
I can go out and drive a car.
Do me a favor. Go to the Madhouse site, and I want you to turn up the audio. I'm going to play something for you to listen to, and I want you to explain just how drunk you were at this moment.
No, wait a sec, man. Wait a fucking sec, man.
What?
Okay, wait. Okay, now wait. Now listen.
You're fucking drunk off your ass now. Aren't you?
Yeah. You know what I'm drinking?
You got a problem, don't you?
A problem?
You have a problem? Just tell me. If you have a problem, it's cool. We can talk about it.
Dude, what do you mean a problem?
Like, you have a drinking problem.
Is alcohol a problem?
Yeah, it definitely is. You're putting toxins in your body, man. You talk about luck, peace,
dude,
and all this. You're putting these dirty white man's toxins. The white man puts that in you, man. That's what the white man, the fucking assholes, they want to
poison
you.
Well, hey, then call me an ambassador. Call me an ambassador of
life. They're dumbing you down.
Because
crazy fucker, they're dumbing you down.
I like to, like, mediate in the spirit world there between, smoking pot, drinking alcohol.
Dude, they're dumbing you down. They're the same people you always talk bad about, and you're sitting here, you got your mouth on the baby bottle, like, drinking that alcohol, drinking that beer, getting drunk every night, and they keep dumbing you down. That's worse than the damn fluoride in the water you talk about, man.
Okay,
you're a hypocrite,
okay,
dude. You're a fucking hypocrite.
Is that what they teach you, Carlito?
What are you putting Carlito, is that what they teach you
in that school you go to?
No, it's common sense. You're putting alcohol as a fucking toxin in you to make you drunk because you have a problem. You can't deal with reality, so you put this shit in you that's bad for your body. Burns you up inside, rots you in from the inside out. You're putting alcohol, like flammable shit, in your body and make your body
that's
work
bullshit,
overtime.
Bullshit, dude. That's total fucking bullshit, man.
So it's safe for you to drink, be alcoholic, and get drunk on a nightly basis.
Fuck yeah, dude. In the moment, yeah. It's like, you know, check it out, man. Hey, Carlito.
How often do you drink?
Dude, listen. If I was driving a semi-truck down the fucking road and I was drinking alcohol, that'd be a fucking a problem, right?
Well, no.
That'd be a fucking problem.
No, that'd be you putting...
If I sit in my fucking house...
That would be you putting other people at risk of getting killed. That's you're responsible.
Right.
But you've got a problem. Like, why are you drinking? Why do you have to... Why are you an alcoholic?
Because I'm not driving... I'm not driving a fucking...
You're covering the fucking thing.
Huh?
You're covering the phone.
No, I'm not. I just went to my refrigerator to get out my bottle of Jägermeister. You ever heard of Jägermeister?
I'm going to ask you 20 questions, okay? You ready? Listen.
Yeah.
Listen, have you ever lost time from work because of drinking?
No.
No, okay. Next question. Is drinking making your home life unhappy?
No.
All right. Next question. Do you drink because you're shy with other people?
No.
All right. Is drinking affecting your reputation?
No.
Be honest. Is drinking...
No.
No? Okay.
You know, as far as you and me are concerned, you might...
Everybody. No, be as honest as you can. Have you ever felt remorse after drinking? Have you ever felt bad after you got drunk?
No.
No.
Well, yeah, I have, yeah.
Okay, all right, that's cool, let's be honest. Have you had financial difficulties as a result of drinking?
No.
No. All right. Do you turn to inferior companions and environments when drinking? I'd say that's a yes.
Definitely no.
You don't turn to inferior environments. Okay. Does your drinking make you care less of your family's welfare? You don't have a family.
Well, I have a family, but fuck, I don't, you know, I got a family of 6 billion entities from the same species as myself called human beings on this fucking planet. Yeah, I've got a family, and so do you, brother.
All right.
We got a family of 6 billion people, man.
So
why should we be killing them fucking wars for the real evil people, man, the fucking warmongers and shit, man, the corporate profiteers.
Has your ambition decreased since when you drink? Does your ambition get decreased?
No, it doesn't. It actually increases.
It increases, are so opposite. Do you crave
I become inspired.
Here we go. Do you crave a drink? Do you want to drink at night? Like when it's nighttime, is it time to drink for you? Or in the morning? Do you crave a drink at any time during the day? Like it's drinking time.
Oh, I love... I'll take a drink 24/7 circumstances and situations.
Do you always want to drink
I'm driving a fucking 40-foot truck down the road, I'm stone cold sober.
Do you drink in the morning?
Well, I've been known to have a beer for breakfast.
All right. No, nothing wrong with that. We all have. Do you have, trouble sleeping because of drinking anytime?
Did you drive the truck?
Well, actually, no. Actually, alcohol is a great sedative. It's a great sedative. It actually... helps me sleep.
Is your efficiency decreased? Well, yeah, obviously, right? You're not as efficient as you were before, like whenever you drink and stuff.
What, depends what you're talking about efficiency. It's like if you're talking about efficiency as far as, like, going over to the Middle East and killing innocent fucking people, I guess when I drink alcohol, it tells me, hell no, don't get involved in that shit, man. Don't do that.
Yeah.
You know, like Hitler's Germany or some shit, because that's what Americans are right now. They're the new fucking Nazis on the planet.
You don't have a job,
except
dude.
Except the irony is that they're being used by the fucking Jews.
You don't have a job,
do you? Jews. They're sucking off this country.
Speaking about the Jews,
you notice
that?
Hey, Carlito, wait a second. I'm answering your question. Do you notice today, did you listen to any kind of news today on the radio or TV?
No.
You didn't? Well, what they're talking about is that, should they increase the troops in Afghanistan and all this shit, man?
Well, you gotta go in. You gotta fight to get out. We got this point. We gotta escalate to get out. Nixon had to do it in Vietnam.
No, the fuck, dude. If I was the president of the United States, I'd say, fucking, it's a new day. Bring the fucking cannon fodder retards home.
Do you drink to escape, like, from trouble, worries, and shit like that?
I don't, man. I don't. I don't not drink to do that.
What do you drink for, then? Do you drink alone? You drink alone. You're drinking alone right now, aren't you?
How do you know that? How do you know that? Don't know that. Oh. You don't know that, dude.
Put your girlfriend on the line, then. Or your boyfriend.
Put Athena on the line there.
She's sleeping. She has to work, and she doesn't drink.
Well, how do you know my lady ain't sleeping there, dude?
You don't have a lady.
You're
What's her name?
You're taking a lot for granted, aren't you?
What's her name?
Is that what they teach you in that
What's her
school
name?
You go to?
What's your girlfriend's
Is that what
name?
They teach you? Is that what they give you grants for to pay you to do?
Do you have any memory loss, anything like, you know, problem remembering stuff because of drinking? Like, yeah, I guess you don't even remember you called me last night. So, yes.
I didn't call you last night,
Two nights
dude.
Ago.
I called you a week ago, dude. I think you might need to take a drink.
Has your physician ever treated you for drinking?
I think you might need to take a drink if you'll check the phone logs. I called you a week ago when you had a show on, and you had a fucking phone number up there that says call in live, and I called it up, and all I got was your fucking answering service.
What an asshole, right? What a fucking
asshole.
Yeah,
what an asshole. And I told you that. And you know what I did? I accused you of being a fucking false advertiser.
I'm sorry, dude. You got chill. Wasn't
yeah,
fucking...
you're a fucking... You are. You ought to take a look at your fucking life, man, and maybe you'll start drinking more and smoking some fucking good pot or something.
Maybe. Do you ever drink so you can be more confident? Does it make you more confident?
No, actually, I drink to cut down on my confidence. Yeah.
Have you ever been, like, rehab or, like, a hospital because of your drinking or anything like that? You ever
never
been?
Have. Never have.
Never. Okay. You don't,
never.
You've never considered it?
No, I've never even considered it, dude.
All right, here we go. Here are your results. They're coming up now. It's giving me an advertisement first, apparently. So there we go. All right. You answered 8 items out of 20, yes. Your score is 40%. According to the Office of Healthcare Programs, crazy fucker, the Johns Hopkins University Hospital, developers of this quiz, if you answered as few as 3 of the questions with a yes, it's a definite sign that your drinking patterns are harmful and considered alcohol dependent or alcoholic, crazy fucker. You are definitely an alcoholic according to the university. Since you answered more than 3 questions, you should seek an evaluation by a healthcare professional, crazy fucker. It says right here in the paper.
Okay, you said it's Johns Hopkins University. That's where that test come from?
Yeah, from the Office of Healthcare Programs at Johns Hopkins. Yes, sir.
Okay, now in response to that, let me just say I'd rather drink alcohol than eat Prozac like they do. And Haldol and all those psychotropic drugs. I'd rather totally do what I do. See, they're, you know, than what they're doing. The Johns Hopkins University. Check out the grants they get. How much fucking money they get. Do you ever hear the Johns Hopkins University standing up and saying, get the fuck out of the Middle East, stupid American bastards? Do you ever hear them say that?
No, I've never heard that.
No, they're fucking, they're the Jews. Pharmaceutical, Nazi, German, motherfucker, communist Russia, all the evil people in the world, man, the corporations, man, the fucking corporations that make trillions of dollars off of psychotropic drugs.
All right, crazy fucker, I got to go, man. It's good talking to you.
What's your response to that?
I have no response. My response is
okay,
I got a response. Dude. Listen, asshole. I got a response and I'm hanging up. You ready?
Hey, go suck my cock, dude. You'll be sucking my cock, dude, down the road, you motherfucker.
Listen, here's my response.
Yeah, you goddamn right, dude. You goddamn right. Fuck the Bush Obama global terrorist crime cartel and all their little puppets that go to their little slots to figure out how to
oppress
the rest of the people on the earth.
I'm a crazy fucking alcoholic, asshole. I'm a crazy asshole alcoholic.
Go look. Suck a cock,
you're sick, faggot. Sick alcoholic. You're going to die, old man. Die before me, and I'm fucking diabetic.
I bet you he does. I bet you one day he's going to call us and let us know he died. He's going to call us from the fucking grave. He's from California. He sounds like he's from Georgia. He sounds like a retarded penguin.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I love crazy.
He's not too far from here, actually.
Yeah,
he's pretty close to incredible.
You should go suck his prick, Milkman. Why do you care so much? Huh? You got to... that's the great thing. Yeah. Why don't you? That's two gay points for you tonight, Milkman. Tuck only has one. Milkman has two.
Tuck my kitty.
There you go. Three. You know, there's a charm. You are officially...
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
The KDK Award.
Show your titties!
There you go, Milkman. It's reverted. Okay, well, no, actually, gay people love titties, apparently, so no. Sorry. All right, everybody. That was Crazy Fucker. Good catching up with him.
Hey, it's better than having anal cancer.
Okay, the Stratosphere Hotel is connected with the Aquarius. Oh, that's true. We were talking to the Stratosphere. We should be able to get to Corey this way, Lonesome Loser says. Good point. That fucker smart. That lonesome fucker. Hey, wait a minute. There was a football game tonight. I forgot about it. What happened? Are they still playing? It should have just wrapped up, I think. The Bears were playing tonight, weren't they? Someone find out. Give me the fucking score. Let me go to ESPN.com and find out. I thought there was. It was the first Thursday night game tonight. It's a final, yeah. The Bears lost to the Bears lost to the 49ers, 10-6, apparently.
Hi.
It wrapped up about maybe 30 or 40 minutes ago, apparently, if not less than that. Huh. Look at that. Bears lose. 49ers win. Yay. All right, folks. Next prank call. We're going to do that casino. We'll see if we get a hold of Corey now here. Hang it out.
Calling the Stratosphere. This is Renee. How may I direct your call?
Hey, Big Renee. What's going on?
I'm sorry, can I direct your call?
This is Big Renee.
I'm sorry, who are you asking for?
I was calling for, like, you know, Lost and Found.
Dolores.
One moment, please.
Lost and Found. Hello? Hello?
I'll transfer you to Lost
and Found. Hello? Big Renee.
Security, this is Alex.
Hey, big guy, how you doing?
Not too bad. What can I do for you?
Hey, listen, man. I got a complaint to make.
Sure.
I don't know if you heard about the word going around about the cell phone that got lost a week ago, and apparently someone claimed that it got found, and then all of a sudden it disappeared again.
I don't know anything about it.
You didn't know about this? Like, is Steve there? Is there Steve that works there?
Yes, there's a Steve on day shift.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That dude, man, I think he walked off with my iPhone. The fucking, you know Corey, right? You know that cat Corey?
No.
Corey found
my... What department are you talking about?
Security, man. Found my cell phone. He found my cell phone, and he was like rooting me on the phone. He's like, oh, you want a bag? I said, prove it.
He was like, prove it. What's on the phone? What's on the iPhone? Tell me the apps. Tell me the music. That he was telling me, like, to tell the contacts that he was going to call me first from the phone. He was, like, playing around with me and everything. And I made a complaint to the Steve. Steve, right? His name is Steve, right?
No, I don't know who you talk to. We have a Steve here. I don't know if that's who you talk to or not.
Uh-huh. So then Steve said he promised to call me back, and he never called me back.
Your best bet would be to call him during day shift.
Who's the boss?
I don't have a contact number for him at this time.
Who's the boss man there?
You'd want to talk to Chris Hoover.
Hoover?
Yeah.
And he does security at the Stratosphere, right?
Yes. Mm. And he is here from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m.
You know who Big Dolores is?
No.
This is, do you ever interact with the people on the phone machines? Answer the phone machines?
No.
So why not? Like, you don't come into work at all? I mean, you don't talk to them? You don't know who Big Dolores is? Because she says that she knew about you. She transferred me to you, right?
Yes.
Where did that come from?
Sir, what can I do for you?
Well, I'm just trying to get some more information here because I'm going to start writing people up. I want my iPhone. My iPhone was found and it got lost again. And I don't understand how did it, you know, how does the people...
Do you want to talk to one of our swing shift supervisors about this?
What do they do? What's a swing shift?
Swing shift is from 4 to midnight.
Can you look to see, I mean, what about my USB drive? Is that there?
Hold on 1 second. This isn't Lawson. This is dispatch. Hold on.
Wait a minute, you're not even security? God damn it. God damn it. God damn it.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Al, security. Can I help you?
Listen, buddy. Is this lost and found?
Yes, it is.
Why was I talking to some other guy and he said he's security and he said he's not security? What's this?
Okay, sir, can you speak just a little louder? It's hard to hear you.
Are you joking around with me, sir?
No, I just really couldn't hear you.
Please, don't make fun. Listen.
I'm not making fun. It's just loud where I am.
So are you in the stupid...
It's hard to hear you.
Where's the stupid lost and found at? Why do I talk? Because I didn't talk for the casino. You're in the casino with the machines. I hear them already.
Okay, sir, this is lost and found podium. This is where everything comes.
All right, so
on the casino floor comes to us.
Where's my phone at then? Damn it.
Okay, tell me about your phone. When did you lose it?
It's a black phone. I lost it several days ago, about a week ago. Someone took it, reported it. I said, hey, I called, and then the guy called me back. I said, yeah, we got your phone. And then later on, I called back to come get it, and they said it was gone, disappeared, after it was reported back. And the guy was asking me questions about who's on the phone and what's the applications on the phone and what color is on the phone and who's the contacts. Give me the contacts on the phone. It was like it was some interrogation or something.
Okay, so I have a couple of questions. I'm going to try to figure out where the phone is.
Here we go with the interrogation.
And find out how it was put, where it was put, or where it was put.
You put it on your ear to talk on it.
Okay, how long ago did you lose it?
Last Thursday.
Okay, and then they called you and told you they found it.
Uh-huh, from the phone.
Oh, God, it's hard to hear you. God.
From the fucking phone, shit.
I'm sorry, sir?
From the phone. I'm sorry I'm cursing. It helps to, you know, sometimes let it out like that, you know?
Yeah, but I'm going to try to help you. I'm going to try to get to the bottom of the problem.
Oh, no, I don't want to curse at you. No, I'm sorry. No, I'm just mad, but it's not at you. I'm yelling at other people, like, for other people there. I'm not pissed off for you, but everyone else, fuck those other people.
But I'm going to try to come to the bottom of it and try to figure out where the phone is.
Good. Yeah. All right. Thanks.
I want to figure out who you were dealing with and try to find it for you. So if you could speak up just a little bit.
You're dealing with Valente. My name is Valente.
Okay.
All right, so what about those phones over there? Let me know what's going on. Let's get my phone back in my hand.
When did you have it last?
Thursday, sir. Last week.
Okay.
Last Thursday.
What kind of phone was it?
It's a black phone.
Okay, who made the phone?
T-Mobile.
T-Mobile black phone.
Well, this is a T-Mobile. It's a T-Mobile phone.
Yeah, but it's a black phone. The color is black.
Yeah. There it is.
Sir?
Is that it?
1 second.
I think that's it.
Sir, hold on 1 second.
I think that's it. Did you find it?
Oh, my God.
You know that ring anywhere. Oh, man. He's giving you the wazoo.
It's all good. We can just joke for a little bit. Hey, folks. Madhouse Radio. Calling about my lost phone machine. Incredible sending in a request. Our request, a request to prank services back up for the first time. I just put it back up last night. You'd be the first one to use it here in a while. Let's take a look at that. Hope you guys are, if you're at the main, the madhouselive.com webpage, let me know what it looks like. Let me know if you like it. If it's not lining up right, if something's not showing up, if you see a problem where you click on a link and it doesn't work, or you can't play something somewhere that you're trying, let me know so I can fix it. I want it to work as good as possible. There's the prank call request here.
Hi, sir.
Yes.
Hi, sir. Hello.
Was it necessary?
Hello, sir.
Hi.
Okay, I went looking through the phones that we have up here.
Uh-huh.
None of them appear to be that phone.
You don't have any black phones there?
No. You said you dealt with somebody at an earlier date?
Uh-huh.
Was it on day shift?
I think this person, he called me from my own phone and said, hey, this is Corey from security. And I'm like, hey.
What's your guy's name?
Corey.
Corey.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so can I make a suggestion for you? Would you want to call back and speak to Corey tomorrow when he's in?
I called him.
Make your life a little easier?
I talked to him. You know, listen, I called honestly. I spoke to this casino peoples. They refused to talk to me. This guy Corey answered the phone. And then he said, no, I'm not Corey. After I have, I wrote it down when the first thing that happened when I talked to him. Hey, who is this? Is it Corey?
Yes, sir. What do you
need,
sir?
What do you need? I need my phone. I need my phone, bitch.
Did you check your room again?
Yeah, again.
It's not
right.
There. Okay. Fill out this information. How long ago was it?
Today,
we checked.
Oh my God, that guy's
going to
get
hurt. He's got an iPod lost over there now.
Tell him I did.
Jesus. I'll tell him I stole the iPod when he comes back.
Hey, you're holding up for ransom.
Yeah, that's my iPod. They tell him I found his iPod. I was just there and I found it.
Sir, would you want to call back tomorrow?
Well, listen,
that make your life a little easier?
No, because, you know, honestly, I talked to the guy. He works at night there. And, you know, I'm getting there. And I think, the guy called me straight up from my phone. And then he was, like, asking, like, prove to me this is your phone. And I told him contacts. And it was, like, you know, like some kind of interrogation. And then you're doing the same thing with all these questions to me now. Like, what is this?
The reason I'm asking the question is that I'm trying to find out where the phone was to start with, what it looks like. Because there are a lot of phones we get turned in every day.
Well, listen, I tried to come in earlier, and there was, you know, I couldn't find the stupid delay. It's like, it's over there, and you know, that part over there. That's where the thing is. And I went by the front and everything where the machines are. You know the machine that makes the noises? You know the one machine?
I know where the machines are, but I don't know
yeah,
what machine you're referring
the
to.
Machine that makes the ding, 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 ding. You know that one?
No.
That one, she said, it's over there by there, and I went, and there's no podium, no nothing. But I found something, and I even wanted to return it. And look how you people are. I tried three different places with you people, three different people, a woman, Dolores,
see,
Corey.
The reason I'm asking the questions is because I want to try to get to the bottom of it to find out where the phone is.
Well, what do I do with this iPod?
Excuse me?
What do I do with this iPod?
I don't know what you mean.
They gave me the iPod at the desk when I was over there. They gave me the iPod, and it's not mine.
They gave you an iPod that wasn't yours.
Yeah, I told them I lost my black iPhone, and they gave me this stupid iPod. It's not the right thing. My kid's going
to
fucking...
Is there a way that you can come in to the casino podium so we can see you face to face?
Why?
So we can try to get to the bottom of this?
This was just like 10 minutes ago. I was there. I was there like 10 minutes ago, and they gave me this iPod. It's not my iPod. I want my iPhone.
Can you bring the iPod back, and we'll try to get to the bottom of it?
No, I want answers first before I give that back. I'm not bringing that iPod back until I get some answers. I want to know for a fact that you have my iPhone before I come back with this iPod.
Let
no way.
I'm trying to get a supervisor because I don't know how to help you, and I'm trying to figure out which way to go with this.
No way, man. You're not...
Where it would be located and...
Did someone,
I don't even know how to help you, so let me get a supervisor.
Did someone report a lost iPod?
I'm sorry?
Did someone report that they lost an iPod?
Not that I can recall, because I got here at 8 o'clock.
Well, I'm keeping this iPod.
Well, let me get a supervisor for you. See if he can make heads or tails out of what's going on. Maybe he knows something I don't.
Whatever. All types of confused.
Look at that Incredibles request here. Let's go to that. While we're waiting. Request a prank submission. You can send those yourself over at madhouselive.com. Click on the request a prank button. It's on the front page and on the chat page.
Corey Pittman on.
Request a prank from Incredible.
Sir, are you staying here in a hotel with us?
Not anymore, I'm not. Forget that. I'm leaving right now. I'm never stepping foot in your casino again.
Yeah, but I'm still trying to help you. I'm still trying to figure out where and how.
Forget it. Forget you. I'm keeping this iPod that you people gave me, and I'm going to sue you for my iPhone. Someone over there has my iPhone.
I already put my old...
I'm going to sue them for the iPhone.
You're getting worried now.
This guy works for Apple. Conspiracy theorist. Doesn't believe the moon landing was real. Just act like CIA agent Mike Diaz, badge number P, whatever. Excuse me. I can also say I've seen his blogs about us faking the moon landing. His girl recently left him. So tell him we advised your girlfriend who worked for us it was time to leave with the information she gathered. Yeah.
The most important part is the little hands part.
Little hands.
The sweatshop's what he's big on.
Also important, he has a thing about Chinese-made products and sweatshops and little hand. Little hands? He has little hands? Tell him we'll keep the Chinese working like dogs until they die. He will flip. Check the tower shops out today. Tell him I'm Sal from Sal Sweatshop. That's right, man. Sal Sweatshop. Awesome.
And Chinese girls got little feet.
It wasn't Sal. If you're referring to the prank call, it wasn't Sal. Who was it? Oh, it wasn't Sal. It was something else. I'm trying to remember what it was. You remember what that was, you guys? Harry. Harry's Sweatshop. That's what it was. Harry's Sweatshop. Harry's Sweatshop. That's awesome. That's the one that the kid, his son, was surfing the web for prank calls and heard his dad getting prank called by me.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah, and he emailed me when he found it, and he was like 16 years old. He was like, I don't appreciate you prank calling my dad. Right? And then the next day his mom called, and she said it was awesome, that the whole family was laughing at it. She thanked me because they were having trouble... like personal trouble in the family or something like that, and it helped them all laugh together. Yeah, it was really... She said that she liked Jack Valente. She was telling him, his older lady, really nice lady. Oh, it was so much fun.
She found out her young son was a flaming homo.
Yeah, not a flaming homo. He was a good kid. I talked to him after that. He was just being a teenager, man. You know how you were. You're like, man, don't talk about my dad, motherfucker. You know, kind of thing. No, he's a Cubs fan. I know he's a Cubs fan, as a matter of fact. I've talked Cubby's stuff.
Oh, Cub Scout. Okay.
Cub Scout. He's a Cubs fan, jerk. Jeez. We make fun of people all the time, Milkman. Anyway, we got other numbers we can call when we get off of this number here. When we get off of this call, if we do, I'm sure you just call back. We'll just have to get transferred again. It'll be a waste of time. We'll get a supervisor here eventually. Hopefully. Theater of the Stars.
Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Your football can up in.
Hey, how you doing? This is Harry.
No, it's not. Sir.
Who am I speaking with?
My name is Keith.
Are you in charge of hiring?
I actually own the store, sir.
You own the store, so there's no Harry involved then?
No, sir.
Well, that's good. I don't like Harry that much anyway. But regardless, I got a truck full of Chinese people here looking for some job, and I see you guys are a sweatshop. Thought maybe you guys would be interested.
No, don't use them, sir.
Well, you don't like Chinese people? What's the matter with you? What, you stick with Mexicans or something?
No.
That's kind of racist, don't you think?
It's a family business, sir.
So you have your family working in a sweatshop?
Yes, sir.
What kind of sick person are you? You make your family sweat labor?
What a bastard, that guy. He's got a sweatshop and he makes his... I'm going to try to call him back.
A deli display. On the
Harry, sweatshop, can I help you?
Hey, how you doing, Harry? Harry, why'd you hang up on me?
First of all, my name's not Harry, sir, and what can I do to help you?
Well, I need to find out, number one, Keith, Jim, Bob, whatever your name is, what type of man in America would dare run a sweatshop right under our noses here?
First of all, it's not a sweatshop. That's just the name of the store.
So it's a sweatshop. Where are you working? What's the name of your... What did you say when you picked up the phone right now?
That's the name of the store, sir. It's a retail store.
So do you provide clothes for, like, Walmart or Kmart or something really cheap?
No, I provide clothes for individuals that come in and buy them from me.
Under slave labor.
Embroidery.
Under slave labor.
No, I don't have any slave labor.
Then why are you calling a sweatshop?
I don't have time for your bullshit. So call somebody else.
Listen, you little cock.
Let's see if they're back yet. No, still not, apparently. And the Aquarius Casino Resort in Laughlin. All right. Ryan has terminated the call.
Ryan, terminate the call, please.
I gave it enough time for that Harry sweatshop prank call that we were mentioning to play out. Maybe we'll call there again later, see if we can get through to the manager a little quicker with a second call. In the meantime, we'll do that request here from that crazy guy, Incredible. And this is for the dude that works with him, William. Or codename Robbie Fostex, last name McKenzie. Apparently he goes crazy, so let's check it out. He's got a thing for sweatshops, apparently. Alrighty.
Robbie at Fostex.
I'm busy doing something else right now, so leave a message.
Hey, Robbie, give me a call back, please, as quickly as possible. This is Valente, 407-459-4534. It's an urgent. I need to speak to you as urgently as possible. You can call me at any time. Thank you.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, to send your message with normal delivery, press 1. To send your message with urgent delivery, press 2. Thank you. Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
Me. Stupid. All right, see if he calls back. Bait has been planted, sir. Be sure to visit our website, madhouselive.com. Subscribe to the podcast. Well, check out the podcast. I wouldn't subscribe on it just yet.
Join the forums.
Until next week. Till the weekend, it'll be, yeah, join the forums also. Yes, that's what I was about to get to. Thank you, Milkman, keeping me on track. Forums are up there. Are a lot of prank calls up there. We keep a list of the top ones of the show and also a whole vault that Hollywood has been maintaining for us over the years. Of course, we also have our general section where we've got just regular conversation there. A lot of people stop in there. Not as much as they used to be. It's a little not as busy as it used to be, but it's starting to pick up a little more. Things here at Madhouse Radio should be picking up now that the website's back to full force. Kind of excited about that. Jonathan's calling in.
Good, Hermano.
Jonathan calling in, but calling into the wrong line. Fortunately, I will not be able to take that. I got to take a break. I got to stretch my legs real quick, and we'll come back and do about another hour of show, I think. We'll see how it goes, see how strong we stay. Hopefully we don't lose a lot of listeners here in the break, but I have to take a break nonetheless. We can play some prank calls. Milkman Tuck, any suggestions? What could we play?
Play one of your great, play one of our greatest hits, man. Like our yearly greatest.
Our yearly greatest? Jeez. Well, that just narrows it down. Let me see. Best of season 4 stuff I might have here, right?
There you go.
Here's one we haven't played in a while. This is Los Angeles. I don't think we played that in quite some time. All right, cool.
You still have the telemarketers conference or the gangbang call?
The gangbang, the Prankmaster gangbang, yeah, I'll cue that up. We won't play it all the way. That's a lot.
I'll give you enough time to go shit. I mean, check your leg.
There we go. The Prankmaster gangbang. Sure, you got it. No problem. We can do it. That's an old one right there. All right. All right, everybody. We'll be back in about 5-6 minutes. Thank you very much for listening to Madhouse Radio. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We are live. Rich. Hey there.
Hi.
Hi there.
Who are you speaking with?
That's good. Yeah, is this the clothing place? The socks place?
No, you got the wrong number.
Who is this?
This is the wrong number?
I know, and this is where's my socks clothing store. Don't give me that.
Sorry?
Don't give me that, all right? This is the clothing store. I left my wallet there. You making up so you don't give me my wallet back. Give me my wallet back now. I left.
Hold on. Who is this?
I left my freaking wallet there, and now you people.
What are you talking about?
I left my freaking wallet there. You people don't want to give it back.
Who the fuck is this?
This is Valente. You took my wallet. I left it there. You don't want to give it back. When I get through, I'm gonna make a lawsuit on you, buddy.
Okay. Hey. You just reached a residential place. So who the fuck are you trying to call?
Bullshit. 2 minutes ago, I was talking to you, and you said, oh, yeah, girl, come in and get your wallet. And
hey,
you said, send
bro,
me the wrong
house, man. This is a fucking house.
You're
No, hold on. Who the fuck is this, bro?
You fucking little shit. Don't you fucking talk to me like that,
hey,
you
hey,
little.
Where are you? I'm gonna fucking fuck you up, dude. Where are you?
Fuck you, you fucking shit. Give me my wallet back, you asshole.
No, I don't give a fuck about your wallet, bro. I'm telling you, you got the fucking wrong number. Okay, get your shit straight, bro.
I'm gonna.
You wanna meet me somewhere? You wanna meet me somewhere?
Yeah, you wanna fight? You wanna have a fight?
Where are you gonna be at? Where are you gonna be at, bitch?
Well, you tell me where, you know, and I'll show up.
Hold on. Fuck this motherfucker up, man. I'm telling you, you got the wrong fucking number. This is a house. Who the fuck are you trying to reach?
You fucking monkey, stupid, dirty shit.
You know what? Hey.
Let me talk to
you. Hold on. Fuck this guy. Hey. Where are you gonna be at, dude?
I'm gonna kick your ass so good. I'm gonna laugh.
I'll give you your wallet. I'll shove it up your ass. Where are you?
Is that your girl that I was talking to?
I'm telling you, man, this is a fucking house. So who the fuck are you trying to reach?
When I beat you up, I'm gonna do your girl in front of you.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna fuck you up first, bitch.
Do you have mother?
Tell me where you are, man. I'm gonna meet you over there.
How many fathers do you have?
Give me the fucking phone.
Give her the phone. I wanna talk to your girl.
You know what? Fucking mother, bitch, alright?
I'm gonna kick your ass. It's me. Now, I'm gonna fight. That's it.
What's
Jesus
wrong with
Christ.
Hey, Joe G.
What the fuck is wrong with that guy, man?
Hey, Joe G, what's up?
Good God.
Let's arm wrestle. That'll settle it.
Wow.
You're in trouble now, man. How about a thumb fight?
That was obviously a misdial. Let me see.
Hello.
Listen, buddy. I think...
Look. This is Los Angeles. What is the 409 area code?
Huh?
Where is your area code? We have caller ID. Where is your area
dude,
code?
Dude, I'm blocking my phone number. Don't even go there. You don't have shit.
Dude, 409...
It's not my... It's not my phone number.
Well, either way, dude, this is a fucking house, and wherever your fucking wallet is, we're letting you know you got the fucking wrong number. Call the cops, all right? We got your number, so call the cops.
Listen,
okay?
Buddy.
This is a fucking house. I don't know where the fuck you left your wallet, but this is a fucking house, and I don't appreciate this kind of phone call.
I'm right? gonna give you the biggest slap right across the face. I'm gonna knock it right out of your mouth.
You know what? Try it, buddy.
Give me, You know, if you're tracing my number, I dare you to call back. I dare you.
Not with this. You know what? You can dare all you want, but what the fuck do you want, bitch? That's what I'm asking us.
Are you Mexican? You sound Mexican.
What?
You sound like Mexican.
What the fuck does that got to do with anything? Am I trying to fucking make friends with you, bitch?
You sound like...
Why the fuck are you harassing us?
Why don't you ask your mother how many fathers you have, buddy?
You know what? No. Call the cops. We have your number. We're calling the cops. The cops are harassing
you. I already called the police for you because you stole my wallet.
Call the police.
I already did. You want the docket number?
Please. Give them the number and tell them to come here. We'll give them yours, okay?
Will you write down this tape?
You're a crazy son of a bitch.
They gave me a case.
You know...
I have a case number against you already.
Good.
Okay.
Good for you. Get a life, bro.
Okay? I hope you get a lawyer. You get a lawyer. I suggest when we hang
it's
up.
It's a free country.
You get a lawyer.
Okay? Do whatever you need to do. What's your name?
This is Valente.
Valente,
yes.
Oh, you're asking me if I sound Mexican. Okay, anyways.
I'm Italian, sir. I'm Italian. I'm Italian.
Get a life, Valente.
I'm Italian.
Okay?
I'm Italian.
Get a life.
You stupid, disgusting immigrant. Stole my wallet.
Okay.
Another one. You're another drop in the bucket.
All right. Valente, get a life. Wherever you are, this is your
no
problem area code.
I'm working on
you're
that.
Capable of flying in the 407 area code, get a life, dude, okay?
How did you know that I'm 407 area code?
Because it shows up on the caller ID, stupid idiot.
I'm blocking my number.
Well, I don't know, but it shows up, bitch, okay?
Oh, my God.
He's mad.
Oh, my God.
Stop getting mad.
Oh, my God.
This is Los Angeles. Where the fuck is this? Hold on.
Hello?
Oh, my God. Please don't tell my mom that I was calling.
Hello?
Please don't tell my mom that I was calling.
Who is this?
This is Valente. Please don't tell my mom I was calling.
Look, Valente, we will press charges against you, okay?
I'm recording this call. Do you understand?
I don't give you permission to record this call.
I don't give a shit. You are harassing us.
Hey,
if someone has a recorder, then we can.
Valente,
get a life, dude.
Can you be quiet? Can you get off
the phone? And you owe both of us an apology, bitch, okay?
Fuck you.
I apologize. Hey.
I apologize to the woman because she sounds sexy, but fuck you, man.
Hold on. Valente?
The girl sounds sexy.
Have some respect. Have some fucking respect, okay?
The girl sounds sexy. Is that your sister or your girlfriend? Let me know. Who
hey,
is
Valente,
it?
Have some fucking respect.
Answer my questions, woman. I command you to answer
Valente?
My questions.
Valente?
Yes?
Have some fucking respect. This is Los Angeles, man. You don't know what the fuck
so
you're
So what? Los Angeles? Who gives a shit? Oh, this is Los Angeles. Los Angeles, I don't give a fuck. I shit on Los Angeles. This is my town. I run this town.
Find your fucking wallet. I know where you live. All right?
Where do I live?
All right? Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm not exactly.
I know where you live.
Good for you.
Don't worry about it.
Get a life.
Hey.
Get a lawyer. No, don't worry.
Don't worry. I'm going to pray for you tonight. Don't worry.
All right.
Okay, good. Okay.
Okay.
I command you to hang up the phone. Thank you.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
The following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and madhouselive.com. Smoke weed every day.
Hello, this is Dingo Residence. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is Dingle Residence?
Is this Dick Dingle?
Yeah. What do you want?
I have a question for you. What is your favorite potato chip?
What is this call about? Why are you calling me this late at night?
We have created a new product called Dingle Chips, and it's a combination.
Well, you got a speech impediment, boy? Can you speak? Act like you just molested a 9-year-old, you fucking child molesting fucking idiot. You just got fucking owned, you fat bitch. What do you have to say about that? Why don't you take your fucking hearing aids out? Oh, speechless, huh? Go, 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 go.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up? What happened?
It was some asshole.
All right, well, we don't want to deal with assholes, I suppose. That would suck. What else we got?
I think it was somebody from the chat room. It was obviously somebody who listened to PCU.
Milkman, who's this from?
This right here says Parker.
Hello.
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 Yes, is this Vincent Prick?
Yes, it's Vincent, you wake me, hello?
Yes, I have a couple questions for you. Do you like milk, sir?
Leche, milk?
No, do you like milk?
No, but I look like master like 9-year-old boys and girls, the fucking prick molester.
What the hell?
Did you believe he molested a 9-year-old? Don't worry about it.
He just hung up again. He's coming
back. Ah, poor baby.
Yeah, are you literally trying to get me fucked up around here?
I don't know what the hell's going on with these numbers, man. Milkman, who's sending that in?
That was Zolar. I can tell you right now. That was definitely
Zolar. That was Zolar?
Was that Zolar?
He's not in the chat right now.
What was the area code?
He's in the chat, but it wasn't for me.
Alright, hang on, everybody. We're going to try this third time's a charm. Just be one moment.
Alright. Hello? Hello?
Yeah?
Is this Mark Jameson?
No. It's D.D.
Who is this?
D.D. The dead.
The dick?
The dead, you motherfucking pedo.
Hang up, Colino.
Hello?
I'll go fuck yourself.
Oh, Jesus.
The fucking pedo.
What's with the language?
He's fucking the fucking asshole. You...
Colino, hang up.
Alright, hang on.
Fucking piece of shit.
You fucking the dick.
Go fuck yourself.
Tell him, Frank,
man. Fucking 9-year-old to motherfucker.
The dick. Da dick,
go
da
fucking 9-year-old da
dick,
da
dick,
da dick, da dick, da motherfucker,
da dick, da dumb,
go fuck yourself, motherfucker. I'm motherfucking smarter than your piece of shit.
Shut the fuck up, you
fucking
dick,
fucking 9-year-old raping motherfucker.
Hold your hand up, please.
Okay, hang on. That obviously wasn't from Peepers. Explain that, Milkman. What the hell is going on?
I keep getting all these numbers.
You got that from the dead, didn't you? Okay, well, that makes more sense. He just gave you his own number.
That's probably what it was, then.
Hang on. I got a Bruno Vega here in Puerto Rico in Beverly...
Is it from Lonesome?
Yeah. Bruno Vega, Beverly Hills, Guaynabo, Puerto Rico.
Bruno Vega, okay.
Hello? Hola?
Yes.
Hola? Hello? Is it Bruno?
Yes. Is this Bruno Vega?
Si. What do you want?
Yes, have you heard of the new product called Prick?
What do you say?
Have you heard of the new product called Prick?
I don't understand you. You speak clearly, please?
Have you heard of the new product called Prick?
No, have you heard of Chastity Best for a fucking 9-year-old, you fucking child molesting son of a bitch? You fucking son of a bitch. You child molesting motherfucker. You a piece of shit, man. Why you fucking not in jail, you son of a bitch? You hang up the phone. Hang up the phone, little baby. Oh, I can't take it. Yeah, you can dish it up, but you can't take it, you fucking cockroaches, cocksuckers. You motherfucking piece of shit. Are you finished yet? I'm going to put a dick right in your mouth, you fucking little faggot. You.
He's already calling back. You're going to go. Oh, my God. This is hilarious.
I told you to stretch it.
Four calls in a row.
You should have stretched it, man. Oh, my God.
I couldn't help it, dude. I couldn't help it. It's
that's great. That was great. Oh, all right,
He's like, hang up, Carlito. Hang up, Carlito. Oh.
You're on a man out.
Yeah.
Look, I'm really frustrated, man.
No, I'm really pissed off.
I can't believe that my fans would do this to me and to you. My show, my own fans would give me numbers like this.
You know, they're giving you their own phone number, and, you know.
I feel betrayed. I feel like, you know, it's like Pearl Harbor all over again.
Hello? Hang up, Carlito. It's still there.
Ah, he knew my fucking girl voice. You 9-year-old prick. I even used a different phone number, Carlito. I'm using my cell phone on my friend now.
No, how could you do this?
Sorry to keep fucking up your show, dude, but this little fucking molest is killing everybody.
Well, Zola, you're hurting me. This is...
Seriously, kid. So fucking you have no life.
Hey, listen. Sue me, okay?
I love...
Please do. Make me famous.
I'll sue you for the harassment.
The show's over. Thank you, Zola. And he laughs like that, Frank Mester. I don't know. I don't know. You're good. Look, I'm going to go. I'm going to call KDK now. I got to discuss some stuff with him and see what I'm going to do.
Phone calls.
I've been talking to Ted and everything, and I think I might talk to him tonight. So that's it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for calling, Frank.
Alright, dude, you know, tell Ted that I said hey.
Well.
Tell KDK I said hey.
Okay, yeah.
No. Yes, even the life of a famous superhero like Spider-Man is on our
mysterious. Alright, we're back.
Oh, that was beautiful, Armando. That just that was a classic.
Yeah, the reason
that
worked. The reason that worked so well was mostly because of the fact that he, the kid, didn't his dad told him he wasn't allowed to go to PCU radio anymore, so the dad had, like, blocked it, like, put up, like, internet, like, a filter on their internet service, so he couldn't, he was banned.
The whole parent angle.
Oh, yeah, excuse me, sorry, guys. He did that, so he couldn't listen to the show, so he was just calling in. It was about the time that his molestation thing broke out.
The parent angle on that whole thing was weird, too. Those weirdos.
Yeah, so then Prankmaster's calling in, and he can't hear the show, so I put him on mute, and I say, hey, everybody, if you want to fuck with Prankmaster, give me your phone number now, and I connect him to you, and you know, acting like it's a prank call, and you can fuck with him.
And we're messaging everybody back and forth. We're planning it. Hey, get a hold of the dead. Get a hold of Zolar, man.
Yeah.
We got him going. The whole thing was going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
It was like going on for about an hour and a half.
Right.
And it's distilled down to like the best 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. I remember it. And at the end, like, there were a lot of...
I do remember this line, and I did try to call in.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, the lines were jammed.
The lines were crazy. Yeah, yeah, because we were constantly connecting somebody. That was a good
Everybody
time.
Hated that guy and wanted to call it.
Yeah, he's still around, I'm sure. I wonder what's up with him. He's out there somewhere. He couldn't live without
Last
the prank calls.
Heard, he adopted some little kid. He had admitted it in Katie Gay's chat room.
No.
Somebody told me about it.
Get out of here.
For sure.
You remember he said he had his...
Nunu's a big fan.
Listen, you remember he said he had his stomach stapled? And,
Yeah. He said that. Then he was like 500 pounds.
Yeah, and he still weighed the same. He never lost any weight. KDK, he went over to, like, Zolar's house when...
500 pounds.
I used to fuck with him so much. Like, I remember this one time. Zolar's like, Zolar had already told me that he didn't want Prankmaster to come over, and this and that. Like, he comes over,
and he bring food and stuff.
Yeah,
and bribe him.
Yeah, so I.
That whole scenario was a weirdo.
Yeah, Prankmaster messages me. He's like, I want to go to Zolar's house, but I don't know if I should. He's not answering me, and I said, no, totally, you should go. Like, fucking, you should go because I was talking to him and he was expecting you to come over. He's probably just busy doing the show. It's like, oh, okay. And he lived like in fucking Jersey, right? And he drove all the way out to Long Island. He stopped on the way and bought a pizza and a big sub for himself. And then he got there and Zolar wouldn't let him inside the house and it was raining outside. He was standing out there with a pizza.
Zolar peed on his feet, too.
Zolar peed on his feet another time. Yeah, I remember that. That was there was video of that, actually. There was video
he
of him getting his...
to come in.
Yeah. Oh, dude, there was...
Do you remember the classic, though? Zolar brought these whores in. This is like the original Zolar vision, mm-hmm. when Zolar would actually go on air and he'd bring skanky whores in. And this skanky hoe was in there and peeled back her lips, and Skankmaster went down on a whore, went south on her, and was sucking on that thing.
Zolar would...
He had herpes after that?
Yeah, they were saying that he had herpes or he had gotten something from the chick, right? Weren't they saying she was a...
He would call and get the skankiest, dirtiest-looking whores.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing was, it was supposed to be Prankmaster... Prankmaster for making up for whatever he had done at some point. He was supposed to get a Roman soldier helmet on his. And Zolar was going to get a gay gigolo, whatever, gay prostitute to come over and do it. And at the last minute, like, Prankmaster backed out of it, and they agreed just to piss on his feet.
Chickened out,
yeah, and he did it with socks on, too, remember? Like, he pissed on his feet, but he had socks on?
Yeah.
Oh, it's nasty.
He liked it.
Oh, yeah, he's like, oh, it tickles. Oh, God, it was nasty.
Zolar had a video of it, too,
He didn't clean up, and he went in his car and drove back home.
That is nasty. What a nasty guy.
To New Jersey.
I
wish Zolar would shoot the video out again, man. Zolar, post that on our site, man.
Yeah, Zolar, man. If you're out there listening, I don't think he is tonight, but dude, if I get next time I talk to him, I'm going to ask him to find that video of Prankmaster getting pissed on.
Post it in the forums, bro.
Yeah. We got Gilbert's Lodge, a place where Eminem used to work before he signed with Aftermath. Signed up with Dr. Dre. Virginia Ross. She's in Manchester. Malcolm Woods is in Colchester. Never heard of Colchester before. Let's give them a call, see what that's about. Malcolm Woods, everybody.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Hello?
Good evening.
Hello?
Good morning.
Who is it?
Hi, this is Valente.
Who?
This is Valente. Is this Woods?
I'm sorry, but you're not ringing me this early ever again.
Oh, I surely am, and if you hang up, I'll do it again. Don't hang up. I told her I would, didn't I? Man of my word. Hang on.
Wow. She told you, man, you were not going to do that shit.
She's still there. Hey, woman. She's still there. I can't believe this.
You're surely not going to.
You're surely not going to call me this time. Fuck you.
No, you're not, sir.
Not American people.
The cost of this call is $0.02.
Do the little old grandma call like you did the voice before, man.
To voicemail. The person
she took it off the hook.
On the phone. Please leave a message after.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, she got me there, I guess. Yep, she wins. Best it again, Milkman. Best it again.
Dang. Hardcore over there, boy. It's a tough crowd there in the UK.
Don't fucking play. Don't fucking play in Colchester. That's why I never called them before. Probably never will again. Anyway. Amber, a Bama girl in Kentucky.
I wish we could get a call like we did the Manchester pub. Now that was a classic.
Oh, we have an Amber broad here. She's an escort.
Oh.
Yeah.
We got a URL, poster, picture.
Tuck, you're supposed to remind me about doing drugs in the bathroom, jerk.
I totally forgot about it. So do go drugs in the bathroom now?
You know what?
Unreliable. You're unreliable, you understand? Hello? Hello, is this Amber?
What?
Is this Amber?
No, it's not.
Who's this?
This is Ashley.
Oh, hey, Big Ashley, how you doing? I was trying to find Amber. Is this the escort service?
This is Ashley and Amber both. I mean, you're talking to Ashley right at the moment.
Oh, what's up, big girl? How you doing?
Who is this?
This is Valente. Look, I was looking to party. girl's party?
Just depends on what kind of party you're talking about.
No, hanging out. I mean, they'll just want to, you know, you guys come over and I tip you well and stuff. That's all it is. It's nothing. This is just tipping. Right? I'm just tipping. Whatever, you know.
Where are you located?
Whatever guys and girls want to do, that's fine. I'm in Irwin. Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm in Lexington. You guys are in Irwin or Irvin or something. It says here that you guys are close to, like, where I'm at here. So I'm here on business fucking from Valente & Associates, and I'm trying to figure out, like, what's up.
Hold on just a minute for me.
I live in Miami. I'm going to party with some country girls. Fuck. It's some fucking pussy. It's a fucking pussy and shit. Fucking country girls. Hello? Hey, who's this? Is this Big Amber? This is Big Amber.
Yes.
Hey, what's up, big girl? How you doing?
Not much. About you?
It's Valente. Look, I'm from Miami and shit, and I'm here in Lexington on business with Valente & Associates. I don't know if you heard, we're here for that conference. The big conference. You heard about it?
No.
The Home Loan Processing Conference?
I mean, I don't live in Lexington, so I don't keep up with all the conferences that go on there. It's a very busy city.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I didn't know. I thought it was a small city, but there's a lot of shit going on here, man.
Mm-hmm.
Are you far? Like, are you far from here?
From Lexington, probably, you know, I mean, what are you, downtown Lexington, or?
Yeah, I'm looking to party, totally. I don't have nothing to do tomorrow until, like, 8 at 9. I'm looking to fucking party. You know, it's just tipping and stuff.
I mean, are you staying downtown or what hotel are you at?
Yeah, I'm downtown.
For me to get downtown, it's probably what?
I'm at the suites.
45 minutes or something like that.
So, well, you need some bread for gas? I mean, what's the deal?
I mean, if you're wanting, you know, for me to come down there for an hour...
Fuck that, a few hours. I mean, now let's talk about 4 hours and stuff, right?
For 4 hours?
Yeah, a party. It's a fucking party, man.
What kind of party and are you referring to?
Just hanging out, just fucking tips and shit, man. Like, are you like rednecky girl kind of girl, or like, what do you look like? Like, I'm not from Miami. I've never been around, you know, hayseeds, stuff like that. Big girls, big, you know, country girls and stuff.
Hang on a second.
All right.
I mean, you know, I don't drugs. In fact, I don't even drink.
You don't even drink?
I don't know really what you're looking for.
No, you like music and stuff? You like dance? You like to dance?
Yeah.
Hey, dance. You want to dance? We'll dance. You got music you can bring with you?
Do I have what?
You got some music? I mean, is your mom coming with you?
Actually, that's my roommate.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry, she sounded older. Is she older? I'm guessing, right? She's like...
Actually, I'm a little bit older than she is.
Oh, because she's not like in her 40s and stuff, right?
No, she's 30 and I'm 30.
Wow, does she smoke?
No.
She sounds mad old. I don't know. So anyway, I mean, you want to party like 4 hours and stuff? Like, I'll get you breakfast and shit. It's all good.
I mean, if I came down there for 4 hours, it would be a donation about $325.
Donation?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's what you call it. You don't call it tipping here. I mean, I'm using the wrong terminology. No.
No.
Hey, you like perfume? What kind of perfume you like?
I vary back and forth.
Oh, well, tell me what's up, because they got a store right here downstairs. It's still open. I'll get you some perfume and shit.
No,
it's going to be cool, man. We're going to go party and stuff.
I mean, when are you wanting to do something?
Soon as possible. I mean, tonight. Tonight, straight up. Tonight, come on.
Where are you staying at?
I'm at the Suites. You know the Suites? Sweets downtown. Sweets downtown Lexington.
Okay.
Sweets
as
shit.
Let's see.
It's fucking sweet. Dude. It's fucking
sweet. Let me look at what time it is. Hang on 1 second.
Look, straight up, I've got like a sofa bed in here, and I got like my own. It's got its own separate bedroom and a separate kitchen and everything. It's got a bathroom with a tub, like a deep tub, like hot tub. You can put like four people in it. It's fucking awesome. My company's paying for it and everything. I don't fucking care. I'm fucking partying all night. Well,
I mean, right now, I'm not going to have anything to have that much a lot of time.
No, what you got going on, though? I thought you were on call. What's this?
I mean, I have in call at my house. And I do out call, too. But right now, you know, I've kind of got appointments backed up to back.
No, but fuck, no, just cancel them. I'll pay whatever, man. Whatever they would have been, fuck them, man. I'm fucking Valente. It was a fucking party, man.
Can't do that. I mean, if I get free or something, you know, if I have some cancel, I can call you back.
How much you charge for them and shit? I'll pay you double. Whatever you make, I'll pay you double and fuck it. I'll pay you gas money, fuck it. I'll give you that perfume and shit. What do you want? You want some Clairol, Clairon? What do you want? What do you got? CoverGirl, Ravon? What is it? I don't know what you want. Do whatever you want, man. Whatever you want, I'll get it for you. What do you want to do? You want to get nice fucking breakfast? You want some fucking, what, filet mignon or something? Fucking whatever you want. Fucking total party all night. Fucking get fucking pussy, man. It's fucking awesome.
I mean, I've had previous engagements for the last few hours, you know, and some of them I cannot call back and reschedule.
Oh, come on. What's the problem? What,
I mean,
man?
I can't.
I'm going to take care of you. What's it? You got a kid or something? Tell me the truth. You got a kid?
No.
You ain't got no kid? You swear on your kid's life you ain't got no kid? Hello? Caught you in a lie, right? Swear on your kid's life you don't have a kid.
No, I don't have a kid.
You swear on your kid's life that you don't have a kid?
That's why she can't leave.
Say it. Say, I swear my kid's life that I don't have a kid.
I don't need to do that because I don't have a kid.
Liar, liar, pants on fire, man.
Yeah, fuck out of that. Jesus Christ. Swearing your kid's life you ain't got no kid. Well, obviously, if she didn't have a kid, I would say that's how you
couldn't leave because she needed a babysitter.
For all our teenagers and shit, all our young guys out there still learning to listen to the show at some point or another. Remember that. That's a good way to find out if a girl's lying to you. Like fucking Evil Artie, he always tells me, dude, shouldn't be talking his shit, but the guy fucking calls me every month. He's got some other woman, man. Met her online, MySpace or something, or MyBook, FaceSpace, whatever the fucking shit is. And he's like, hey, get this gig. I'm like, what? Yeah, she's got a kid and this and that. I'm like, dude, you're fucking like 19 and you're getting with women. You're that desperate that you're meeting women online and they have kids. And he's like paying their fucking bills and shit. He's like, what the fuck, man? You're fucking stupid. You're fucking pendejo, man. He's a fucking pendejo. And I told him that too. I said, you're fucking pendejo.
They should be paying for you, dumbass.
Fucking stupid kid.
They pay for you.
And then my fucking in-laws are coming. Listen, the fucking in-laws coming here for Thanksgiving. You know the fucking mess that he left over here in his carpet that I showed you guys when he fucking came over when Zolar was here? I gotta get a fucking steam cleaner to clean that shit up before they get here for Thanksgiving. Too fucking
late. Oh, you still haven't done that.
I should make his fucking ass come over here, but he's so stupid that I bet you he'd ruin it. He'd make the fucking carpet worse with a fucking steam cleaner. I bet you he'd find a way to fucking ruin it. Take the paint out of it. Take all the color out of it. I bet you'd be like white, like bleach white. He's so stupid. I bet you'd find a damn way. He'd be the only one that could. He'd be the only one that could ruin a carpet with a steam cleaner. He'd stain it worse. I bet you anything. Fucking sad sack. Fuck him. I don't ever come over here. Fucking real asshole sometimes, man. Some of the shit that he's done. He comes over, he leaves tons of candy wrappers everywhere, soda cans, Dr. Pepper. He brought like a whole, I swear to God, he brought like six Dr. Peppers with him. He drank them in one sitting here
hey,
on the
Armando.
Show. What?
Check over in the G-Talk, man. I just sent you a file, man. This is special gift from one of our listeners here to us. You gotta accept, though.
I'm looking for it. I don't see anything. Where'd you send it? You gotta send it to the other one.
I sent...
You gotta send it to the other one.
I didn't have it up, man.
Send it to
the... I sent it to... To the regular Madhouse one that we normally use.
There, send it to the right one and I'll play it. Alright? Let's do a prank call here. We're talking a lot of shit. All-American Barbie doll. Megan's her name. She's an escort in Lexington, Kentucky.
Damn, that girl has some titties, man.
Why, is there pictures of her?
It was posted in the chat.
Let's check her out. Where's the link? I don't see no link. Oh, there it is. Oh, we're getting this very close. Let's check out Amber's. She a big girl?
She looks a big girl. She looks like she's a bit of fun.
All right, she's a little bit of fun, yeah. Look at her, hey girl. Yeah, that's funny. I was calling her Big Amber.
She still had teeth, man, anyway. Got to count for something, man, being in Lexington.
I'm such an asshole. I'm like, what's my big girl? Filet mignon and perfume.
Big Amber.
Whatever. All right, let's call this other broad, as Reckwood would say if he was calling in. Megan, Big Megan. You got a pick for Megan there, Lunce and Loser? Let us know. Let me know what I'm working with.
All right, now I'll check. I should be sending it to you now. There you go.
Put a nice finger in her ass. No, you would, Milkman. You put a finger in a girl's ass in a second. I bet you would, you freak.
It's all right, I do too sometimes. It's fun to do that. A little stink on your pink. Stinky pinky.
Megan is full and cannot accept new messages at this time.
Megan's full.
I get it, because he's full of cum. Megan is cool. 8 seconds left on that transfer, Milkman. We'll play your shit.
I did not.
Let's see if Old Town Liquor's still open.
Call in.
What was that? Someone wants to call in? The number?
Someone in the chat
Incredible
asked
to call in, man, but we don't have the 800 line yet.
The other one, the local, the mouth line is up. 407. It's right there in the chat room. Should be there. We got to put it back. We got to put the new nine line in there. 407-459-4534. The mouth line. That's the number you need to call.
407-459-1.
But if I'm doing a prank call, you're going to get a voicemail. Just letting you know.
So many people don't seem to understand that. I get that all the time from you guys. No, I was calling in. It was busy. The voicemail. You didn't pick up. It's like, really? Was I doing a prank call at that time?
Yeah.
Okay. So I didn't know I was the guy who could fucking do two calls at the same time. I'm the fucking invisible fucking... The fucking magnetic man. Magnetic phone man. Jesus. It's a fucking liquor.
Sticker, sticker, and flicker.
Where's that from? Sounds like a pirate there for a second. Milkman with liquor, sticker, and flicker.
Arr, she blows.
Okay, I sent you the file, man. Go ahead and play that file.
This better not be some shit. This Incredibles beat. Yeah, it does sound very MF Doomish. I'm gonna put this in the background. Incredible made this on a PlayStation 2.
Wow, really?
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. There was some little known, I think it was a PlayStation 1 game, as a matter of fact. Might have been a PS2 game, but it was a. Fucking, you can make beats in it and stuff. And I remember a bunch of people making their own beats saying, oh, we're gonna sell these beats.
Yeah.
I forgot what that game was. It's a long time ago. Hello.
What's going on, boss?
What's going on, big guy? How you doing?
Shit.
You're doing shit? Awesome.
Check you put it.
Huh? Is this Incredible or someone else?
Yeah, it's Incredible.
What's going on, boss? As you said yourself. Hey, man, so did you make that beat or just came across it?
I made it.
You made it? Now, what did you use? You're the Mac guy, right? So I'm presuming you made it on the Mac?
Yeah, I'm the Apple guy. I made it in Logic 9.
Logic 9 is the name of the program. See, Tuck, you need to learn this stuff. Tuck's an Apple guy, too. You might want to talk to him. He always has trouble with his Apple products.
Yeah, he needs to get a PC, tell him.
Yeah, he needs to get a PC.
I'm quite using those Apple decks.
Right. Yeah, so, hey, you've got like a, not an inside line, but you know a little bit about the podcasting with iTunes. What was the deal with my podcast? Like, you said, you remember that it would just show certain episodes after a certain date, it had them out of order or something?
After August 2008, none of the episodes are reporting on the feed. So, like, the link to the actual show for those episodes cannot be found.
Can't be
found. So they're not able to be downloaded.
I got to get rid of those redundant links.
Had to be when our server went down.
That script is going to be completely gone. It's not going to be updated anymore. What I have to do, I'm going to make one update to it that basically says, hey, there's a new podcast feed. This one's no longer in service. You know, I'm basically going to make an episode that says that. You know, go to the site. You know, resubscribe, and then I'll have to push the new one to iTunes. Any ideas on how I can get like featured? Like, what do they look for up in the iTunes and the podcasting people? Who makes that decision anyway? Is there someone I can email?
Well, that would be me.
Okay,
but,
well, shit.
It's word of mouth. The best thing to feature used to have like the album, like what's helping is that you have an actual CD on the store as well, which is more mainstream than podcasts because podcasts are more underground.
Right. Is my CD on the store?
No, I'm saying if you do put your CD on the store,
yeah,
if you do go through our marketing director and he'll, they'll basically upload and you can have the interviews and the videos on there and have like a whole new iTunes LP for Madhouse Radio. And it'll basically give fans exclusive access and people will just be able to see it if they're looking up pranks. So it's very important to have really good tags.
Right. All right. All right. Should I be tagging every episode differently depending on what was mentioned in the in the show? Would that make sense? Should I go that avenue? I've always thought about that, but I never did it.
Well, what's good is having a good description to describe, because I see a lot of reviews, and it's very important to pay attention to the reviews. A lot of people love good descriptions of what's happening, what the show's about. And what gets you your views and your numbers is basically the consistency of the shows. Having, like, you know, when they see that there's recent episodes posted, those are usually the shows that have the most high appeal.
Right, yeah, because, yeah, the shows, you know, podcasts that have a lot of people updating, people are like, okay, cool, look, they've got a lot of episodes, they update, looks like weekly or bi-weekly or something like that, let me subscribe to this. It's not going to be something that's going to sit on my iPod and never update. Hey, man, what do you know about do you know anything about hardware? Because my iPod, I think it finally died.
It finally died? Like, you have the little fat iPod face?
No, it's a fourth generation. It's the first video one, a 30 gig video one, I think from two. I don't know what gen it is. One of the older ones. I got it in 2006. It just the hard drive just it doesn't crash whenever I try to sync it. It just constantly turns off. Doesn't stay on. So.
Yeah, that is a technical issue, and that would have to actually be brought into an Apple store in order for it to be repaired, or you can find. I mean, there's places online where you can send it into one of them underground cats that'll open it up. I mean, it breaks the warranty, but
yeah.
They'll be able to fix it. But that, when it, pretty much that means your hard drive is, did you drop it a lot of times?
No, it might have got some beer spilled on it, so maybe that's what did it. I don't know. Like, I've already broke the warranty. Like, this thing's ancient, and I did my own repair on it myself. The headphone jack was bad, and I bought a new one, and I repaired it and everything inside. So... It's not that, but at this point, I
should be working it.
Yeah, but I'll just get my own. I mean, really, I'm gonna get a new one, I should say. And I heard a rumor about an iPhone Nano. Did you hear anything about that? That's fucking crazy. That Verizon's gonna get the iPhone Nano apparently in like less than a year.
You know what I think they may be, that rumor right there I can't really say, but I'm saying the iPod Nano now has, like, video capability.
Right.
Like, being able to record video and film.
Right. Right, so maybe they're just going to incorporate that into a phone then. I don't know. I just heard that Verizon was going to, like, get the iPhone Nano and then the 3G version, you know, the regular standard iPhone would stay with AT&T for another year or something. I don't know. Some crazy rumors were all over the place today. I forgot. It was the guys at work we're talking about. That's all I know.
As you know, we are alive, and I cannot comment on that, my friend.
I know. Indeed. Yeah. So let's not talk about stuff. I don't want you to be the source of a leak.
I really think this call should be taken off there.
I will definitely not be there next week.
Right. No, I hear you. We won't talk about that. Hey, do you want to do a prank call or just call and say what's up? I don't know if you're an actual pranker. Later.
Oh, yeah, I can do a prank.
Okay, I'll tell you what I've got. In England, we've got a hotel. We got an Indian guy who answered at a different hotel in England. He's Indian, as a matter of fact. If you're looking, you like that angle. Megan did not answer. Let's see here. We got some motels in the States. That's about it. Everything else is too old to call probably at this point, with the exception of a Minute Mark Quick Stop that might be 24/7. They're in Vancouver, Washington.
Okay.
Anyway, so what do you think? You want to call England? I can make that happen.
Let's do a cheap motel.
Cheap motel. Let me go up there again.
You said an Indian answered that phone too?
Yeah, this is in England, but it's a hotel with an Indian dude. It's a Best Western, as a matter of fact, in England. We'll give them a call. Cross your fingers, because the last time I tried to do three-way calls on a madhouse, all I did was disconnect the person who was calling in. So hopefully they won't do that. Hopefully Google got their shit straight and it's working now. I don't know. Just a moment. If it disconnects, call right back, all right?
All right. The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Fuck, it worked. All right.
Thank you for calling the Best Western Buckingham Hotel. Please dial 1 for reservations, dial 2 for group inquiries.
You are being transferred to the operator.
Hotel.
Reservations.
0.
We don't need no education.
It's Elliot, it's Jonathan. Just calling to see you.
Yeah.
If you'll call me back as soon as you can.
Okay. And try to kill it.
They really don't answer this phone.
These people suck. Right, I'm going to call a different one. This one's called the Headley House Hotel. Don't worry about it. It's just a hotel. Hotel.
Number. You got my new cell number. I'm not going to give it out on air. But, give me a call when you get this message. We need to talk. All right, Mike.
All right, I've got to talk with Jonathan. Watch out. Serious.
Oh, jeez.
He's coming to Orlando next week, and we're going to meet up for drinks or food something and hang out with him.
Oh, cool.
I guess on Twitter pictures for that.
Call is 2 cents per minute.
Thank you for calling Headley House. If you know the number of the person you wish to dial, then please dial it now. Alternatively, hold for reception. Please hold while we transfer your call.
Visit us online at headleyhouse.com. You can view our new range of facilities, book what online, and email us with any of your special requirements.
I can help.
Hi, yes, this is Carl Markson. I'm calling from America, and I'm trying to book a reservation for the holidays.
I'm afraid our reception is still closed, and it opens at 8 o'clock in the morning. So if you could just give us a ring back then, we'll be able to help you.
Well, this is kind of an emergency. I really, like, money's no object right now, but I really, really got to get in tonight. I just really got to get a reservation in tonight. Because there's a convention in the UK that I'm just trying to... Hello?
I'm afraid I can't help you, sir, because all the computers are shut down, so I won't be able to do it. I won't even be able to check availability.
Oh, so your systems are down.
system was down, right?
Well, yes, because everything's closed till 8 o'clock in the morning.
And you said it's about 8 o'clock when it starts running up.
Yes.
Damn, you sound good. I'm sorry. I just haven't really heard a UK girl with a really pretty accent. So when can I call you back?
8 o'clock in the morning.
8 o'clock in the morning. Ooh, I'm sorry. Okay, so I just want to book a reservation for the holidays. Do you think you'll be there when I get to see you? I mean, will you be there when I book this reservation?
Yes. Yes, you'll be there? 8 o'clock.
What are you got on right now? What are you wearing?
So what I'm going to say to you, sir, our reception is open from 8 o'clock in the morning till 10 in the evening, and if you would like to give us bring back at those times, we'll book you in.
Well, I would love to call you back in the morning. I just hope that it's you that answers the phone.
Right.
Because you're definitely
so it will be
hot.
Either me or my colleague.
What is your name, by the way?
It will be either Mandy or Lena.
Your name is Mandy. Mandy?
Either Mandy or Lena.
Ooh, okay. Well, I'm going to definitely give you a call back in the morning and make sure that you answer the phone, okay? Just make sure that you answer the phone, okay?
Okay, then.
And when you go to sleep tonight, think about me. And if you do think about me, start playing with yourself, okay?
Because
you're beautiful.
Goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye.
Yeah, people in chat room commenting on that. Nunu thinks she's a slut. Yeah, I agree. Let me clear the line. Let me clear the line there. All right, dude.
I couldn't stay in character. It was just like...
It's just when it came to that, at some point you just kind of switched it on. You're like, oh, okay. the whole smooth is like, fucking cameraman. I think we should talk about Craigslist. Wantwin is talking about Craigslist. Yeah, we could. Lonesome was sending in. He sent in a few Craigslist numbers there. What's on Craigslist that much? Are there jobs on there? Are there hookers on there? What else? I don't go to Craigslist that much. What do you know about them? Anything?
Massages. I mean, Craigslist? Shit.
Massages.
Craigslist, Sacramento's pretty good.
Nice. Massages. That's right. It's all local, too. That's the whole deal. There's an Indian restaurant in Japan. That might be the last one for the night, though. I'm starting to fall asleep. It's, 1:10 a.m. over here where I am. I don't know. Well, you're in the West Coast. You're good to go. Not me. I got to work tomorrow.
Yeah, it's 10 a.m. 2
all right.
p.m.
All right. You want to take this one? You want to take the last call of the night, or should I do it?
Is it Japanese? Massage?
It's an Indian restaurant in Japan, as a matter of fact, is what it is precisely.
You go ahead and take this master.
All right. All right. The master, yeah. Master of nothing tonight. Don't go anywhere. You want to stand in line then and enjoy yourself there. Listen in. Jump in if you feel the need.
All right.
Last call of the night, everybody.
Let's get together after this show there, Armand.
Good night.
Masturbate. Fucking Chem midterm, man. That's not a joke. Chem. I didn't like that class in high school or college.
Place the call. Press 2.
I mean, it's okay. It's just boring. You don't really learn anything. You just gotta use memorized formulas and fucking the elements and stuff and how they act. Learn how to use the mole unit. MOL. 6 × 10².
Recognize your entry.
Fuck you, I'm working on it.
Number.
Not a valid number. Returning to main menu. To the phone number. This call is 3 cents per minute. You have 5 minutes of talk time to this number.
Yay, 5 minutes. Hey, shut up. Yes, yeah, Mushy Mushy, I'm an American, and I would like to speak to sexual, nice, pretty Japanese women.
Just a moment, please.
All right.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, buddy. How you doing?
Pardon?
Yeah, I want to talk. I want to talk to a woman, please.
Pardon, I'm sorry. I can hear you well.
I want to talk to a woman.
Woman?
Yeah, woman. Female.
Which woman? What?
The pretty woman.
Pretty woman? They're all pretty women.
Oh, yeah? You fuck them?
Yeah, there are many, many pretty women.
You ever fuck them? You ever go in there a little bit? Get a little stink?
Eh?
You ever get a little stink?
Pardon, Mark. Just a moment. Just
okay.
A moment.
Yeah, tell me. Let's go in private. Talk about it.
Eh?
Let's go. Have you ever had sex with a Japanese chick? Like an Asian girl? It's fucking hot, right?
Just a moment.
Huh?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, would you ever do an Asian chick?
They are very busy now. They cannot talk to you.
No, I want to make an order.
Huh?
I want to make an order.
Order what kind of order?
For, you know, food, services.
Huh?
I want to make an order for services.
There's no any services.
Oh, yeah, oral sex.
Yes.
Huh? From the man or the woman? What do you prefer? All right, good. We're done. We're out of here. That's my time.
Returning to main menu. You have no new messages. To place a call, press 2. The cost of this call is 3 cents per minute. You have 5 minutes of talk time to this number.
No.
And at some point we lost Incredible.
I'll press 2. For Goog 411, press 3.
Fuck you. We lost Incredible. Sorry, Incredible, we lost you. Milkman, you will need to take us out of here. Post haste. Thank you.
All right, hey, Hermano.
Hey.
I'm going to give you a call right after the show.
All right, give you a call after the show. All right, let's just
hang out.
All right, let's go. All right.
Hey, man, that's cool. Not really, I'd like to thank everybody out there for listening. All our friends out there. 98.6 the mouth that's right in our chat room. We have big old Lifelike, Lonesome Loser, a numbers hit man. God bless the man with the numbers. Thank you so much. Mr. Tug,
yeah.
That's right, Tug Mike over at TugMike.com. Sir Nunu of Lancashire, England.
Yeah.
We have Big Maven. That's right. Our
Big
Maven. Queen of the Katana. Bad Boys. Incredible. Thanks for calling in. Excellent call. Good possibilities there. MST3 Clay. Red Blue, you wanker. Glad to hear you back in there, man. Bring back Bruno Vega.
Reclude, we didn't get a chance to. We should have tried to get Reclude to call
know,
in tonight.
Man.
Yeah, sorry, man. Next week, yeah, totally.
He was gonna call in, man, but he was wasted.
Fuck.
Next week. Next week. That's right.
All right.
And also, you. That's right, our listener. That's right. We do it every week for you. We drop the dime. We only ask for your time. Bring your friends. Better yet, your enemies. And tell them all about this crazy, wild thing we got here called the Bad Host Lab. That's right.
Yeah,
and
man.
Everybody hold your hands high. Pump your fist in the air for the General Vissimo of the Militia of the Mad House.
Yeah.
God bless you, man.
God bless me.
Pray for him. I don't want somebody this week.
Everybody masturbate furiously and think about me tonight. Thank you, Milkman. Thank you for being on the show. Tucker Mike. Mike Tuck. Big Tuck, as we like to call him on here. He is out there. Thank you very much for joining us tonight. Tuck's reachable over at TuckerMike.com. Tuck, anything going on with you? Any new comic books? Any more paintings? You drawing naked, big booby girls?
Lots of stuff. Can't really talk about it at all, but lots of stuff.
Oh, wow. I'll go check it out. Okay, I'll check it out, Tuck. Seriously, go check out Tuck's website. Don't be an asshole.
Everybody, get in there on Facebook, too. I've got a Facebook account, and everybody join up.
You don't
mind
that
old
comment and
live
let me know
Facebook
you're
account.
On there and looking at it.
You guys are crazy. I love the both of you so much. Well, some losers, thank you for helping us out tonight. As always, you're the man. Sending in a lot of numbers, all the numbers we called. I want to apologize that we got disconnected, Incredible, but thanks for calling in. And the good call you did, and unfortunately that you lost the call to Japan. That is my fault. I take full responsibility, and I am now going to fire myself. And I've just rehired myself. Big thanks to Nunu for sending in information. Big thanks to everybody, fucking all of you, for who tuned in tonight. Recklude, sorry we couldn't get to you. Bad Boys of Iowa was in the house. I didn't notice that until now. Look at him. MSC3 Clay, the white boy, was in here tonight also. Good to see him. Big Lifelike was in the house in Australia, as we mentioned before. Many, many others. Jonathan's there. I got to get with Jonathan, too.
Bad Boys is on my Facebook.
Gojo. Well, that's a weird name. Hi-Fi. Hi-Fi's in the chat a lot. What's up, Hi-Fi? What, when? Converse quite a bit. Chick Use. Chikuze. Whatever. Thanks, everyone who tuned in. If I forgot to mention you, you know what? I can't name you all. See you next week.